Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Iran threatens a stern response after the U.S. military seized a cargo ship accused of trying to skirt the American blockade of Iranian ports.
The U.S. Navy's forcible seizure of an Iranian-flagged cargo ship has thrown into doubt an announcement from President Donald Trump that U.S. negotiators will head to Pakistan on Monday for another round of talks with Iran. Trump's announcement on Sunday had raised hopes of extending a fragile ceasefire, while Iran's foreign ministry spokesperson adds Tehran does not have plans yet to attend any talks with the U.S. Trump had said the cargo ship had been stopped by blowing a hole in the engine room and that U.S. Marines had custody of the vessel named Tuska and were seeing what's on board. Iran's Joint Military Command says Tehran will respond soon. I'm Charles Tillotesma.
They were just kids, the oldest 14. Eight youngsters shot and killed by a gunman in Shreveport, Louisiana. Police say the shooter was the father of seven of the children.
Right now, we have at least 10 individuals that were struck by gunfire last night in a domestic disturbance. Eight of these individuals are deceased. The ranges of the decedents are from 1 year of age to approximately 14 years of age. All of the deceased in this case were juveniles.
Shreveport Police spokesman Christopher Bordelin says a gunman, who was also shot and injured two women, was shot dead by police following a vehicle chase. Small tsunami has been reported along the northern Japan coast following a powerful earthquake overnight. So far, though, no reports of any injuries or any serious damage. On Wall Street, ahead of this morning's opening bell, stock futures are lower. The Dow futures are down about 217 points. NASDAQ futures off 95. The S&P futures 28 points in the red. Townhall.com.
You've probably heard all those ads for life insurance. Just a few dollars a day, apply online in minutes, no medical exam. Simple, easy, and cheap, right? Now you're thinking, maybe I should get a quote. Well, smart thinking. Everyone should have life insurance. But here's what they don't tell you. Those few dollars a day rates, they're for young people in perfect health. That's why everyone calls Big Lou the 50 to 60-year-old not-so-perfect candidate, like you. You take prescription meds, and you're overweight. Winner, winner, fried chicken dinner. Well, Big Lou works with life insurance companies that want people like you, with no surprises after you apply. In fact, if you're a 50-year-old guy with a few health glitches, Lou could probably find you $1 million of term life coverage for about $200 a month. So, yeah, you need life insurance. But unless you're young and healthy, you gotta call Big Lou, because he's like you. Older, heavier, and on meds, too. Get a quote right now at 800-555-2085. 800-555-2085 or biglou.com.
Good morning. It's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Howard County police have posted surveillance images of the suspect in Friday's gas station shooting in Columbia. A woman wearing a black dress and slides is accused of shooting an employee of a Shell station in the 7200 block of Crater Rock Way at around 7:45. The victim was taken to shock trauma with serious injuries. Images of the woman are posted online, and anyone with information on her identity is asked to call police. And two teenage suspects have been arrested after an armed robbery in the parking lot of White Marsh Mall. Police were called to the mall at around 8:30 Saturday night, where the teenage victim told officers the suspects took his book bag at gunpoint. A nearby officer saw people looking through a book bag that belonged to the victim. The suspects were arrested and charged with armed robbery and assault. Police say they recovered an unloaded gun. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 weather forecast coming up next.
Spring is here, and it's time to get moving, exploring, and enjoying whatever activity awaits you this season. But if stiff, achy joints are holding you back, listen up. Glyco Plus is your ultimate joint health companion. It's an advanced blend formulated specifically by Rescue Natural Supplements to help keep your joints flexible and moving comfortably. And right now, listeners can buy one, get one free with the code RELIEF. Powered by patented collagen and a research-backed green lift muscle complex, Glyco Plus supports healthy cartilage and actually helps to cushion joints for smoother movement and reduce stiffness, promoting better overall mobility you'll notice over time. Just go to res-q.com, use the code RELIEF to buy one bottle of Glyco Plus, get one free, or call a product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-26-ALIVE. 262-5483. Start embracing an active life with comfort today. Shop Glyco Plus at res-q.com with the code R-E-L-I-E-F and do it today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. The Orioles ace gets rocked.
Jose Ramirez blasts one to the bleachers, and it's 2-0 Guardians.
And that was just the beginning. Matt Underwood had the call on Guardians TV, the first of two for Ramirez, both off Trevor Rogers, as the left-hander suffers his worst defeat of the season, 8-4 the final yesterday in Cleveland. The inning before Ramirez homer, Rogers gave up a run on an infield error when he failed to cover the bag in time. And manager Albernez said that was the key to Rogers' subpar performance.
The play at first base. I think not securing the first out and not touching first base, and just playing catch up after that, cascading effect of throwing more pitches that inning.
Rogers allowing 6 runs in 5 innings. His ERA up to 4.08. Guardians take 3 of 4 over the weekend. Meanwhile, in Owings Mills, as the Ravens prepare for the NFL draft, GM Eric DaCosta says no matter what they do, it's a catch-22.
I want to be strong everywhere, right? And I think you can have the best offensive line and defensive line in the league, and if you can't cover, if you can't catch the ball or make plays, explosive plays, you're going to get beat, and everyone's going to be saying, oh, they got to fix the receivers, and they need more DBs, and so.
Ravens have the number 14 pick on Thursday night. Coming up in 30 minutes, honest commentary from Orioles outfielder Taylor Ward. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, Kim Klasick here. What separates AES Builders and Home Improvement from other builders is simple. The rooms they create become the places where life happens. Memories are made, families gather, and dreams come to fruition. Sean and Steven, who worked alongside Tim Munson, Sean's dad, for 15 years, keeping it in the family. They are carrying forward the AES legacy while bringing in a modern design perspective that will truly amaze you. AES doesn't just build rooms. They build spaces that feel like home. Call AES Builders at 410-574-4400 or visit aeshome.us.
If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
WCBMU's time, 9:07. Here's the forecast from the Fox 45 Weather Authority.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off chilly for your Monday morning as we head toward the afternoon. We'll see mostly cloudy skies and temps that will be cooler. Freeze warnings in effect on Tuesday morning, warmer by the middle of the week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
48 degrees in Westminster, 52 in Easton, and 49 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now. Woo! On Talk Radio 680 WCBM at 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning, good morning. Happy Monday. Hope you guys had a great weekend. Traffic's not too bad this morning. I guess it depends on where you are, though. If you were going from Middle River to Reisterstown, you were okay, all right? But it's still, it is a little chilly outside. I was just saying on the live feed, here I am, I'm like, I guess I'm anticipating summer already, and yet it's only spring. It's like, I gotta chill. It's not me, you know, or it is me. It's not Mother Nature, it's me. I gotta chill. I gotta chill out for a second, all right? Because it is. It's spring in Maryland, and I guess what I want is, like, I want a Florida summer. But we can't have everything that we want. We really can't. A good shout out to Jen Charlton. She had a great show on Friday, and I mean that because I got to shoot into the 10 o'clock hour. She had a lot of guests on the show. I'm sure Brian, the producer, loved calling all of them and getting them hooked through the line. I'm sure that was his favorite part of the day, but I thought all the guests were great. Speaking of guests, we've got Doug and Kathy Schlega, Doug and Ryan Araki on at 9:35 a.m. I did hear Doug and Schlega on with Doug and Matt Morgan with Jen on Friday. I thought that was a great conversation. In case you missed it, they were talking about, you know, what Republicans can do to get us across the finish line here in November. But we're going to talk about the session wrap-up, I guess, with Doug and Schlega, Doug and Araki. Of course, you had your 90-day session. It is now done. It has been completed. And so now you've got our delegates and our state senators. They're gearing up for their fundraisers. This is what they do, you know. But I think there are a lot of people not so happy with how this session turned out. So So we'll talk to them at 9:35 a.m. Also, we will talk about the latest in Iran. A lot happened over the weekend. I'm sure you didn't miss any of it, but in case you did, I got you covered. Also, lots of money being raised in primaries across Maryland, and I really mean in the Democrat Party. I don't know if you guys saw this, but, you know, Steny Hoyer is retiring here in District 5, and you've got a very crowded primary down in District 5 for the Democrats. And they are raising, some of the candidates are raising millions of dollars, okay, to hold on to that seat. And look, I know it's a tough challenge, but if we can buckle up in the Republican Party and we can really, really do something, you know, I really think that we have a shot. Obviously, District 5, you know, lots of gerrymandering across the state, but District 5, you've got Charles County, you've got areas that are red. And, you know, it's a midterm year, lots of time we see low voter turnout. If we can get all the Republicans motivated and fired up, you know what? The money being raised doesn't really concern me as much, but we will go through those numbers just so everybody's aware of what the Democrat Party is doing here in the state of Maryland. You got to be aware of what's going on. Also, there's a case of the measles that was detected here in the state of Maryland. That's never fun. You know what else is not fun? I was looking through some of the news articles on it, and I didn't see where they said, because this person apparently that has the measles here in Maryland, apparently they traveled internationally. But they never tell us what country they've gone to, right? I don't like that. Like, let me know. Where did this person go? I'm not looking for their name. Right? I'm not going to go check IG stories to see if anybody has, like, you know, the Eiffel Tower in the background. I just want to know where they were. Okay? Is that too much to ask? It's not too much to ask. Well, anyways, we're going to get into all those topics today. But I wanted to start the show out with something very local here in Baltimore County. All right. Now, of course, if you want to weigh in at any time, you can. 410-WCBM-680. 410-922-6680. And silly me, I forgot my charger today, so I'm doing this laptop free. Let's see what happens. But I wanted to talk about Baltimore County because, unfortunately, we've got two malls in Baltimore County that are not doing so well. One being Towson Town Center, which you guys are very familiar with, and also White Marsh Mall. Now, we found out about a week or so ago that the Big Apple store is leaving the Towson Town Center. And, of course, everybody's like, boo, you know, tomatoes. We're not happy about it, but we understand it. Because the demographics have changed quite a bit in Baltimore County, especially there in the Towson area. And I'm not the only one that has said this. Many people have called the show and have said this. People that live over there have said this. The demographics have changed. All right. And just so you know, this goes with the question of the day. We'll get into that after the break. But right now, you see the decline in the shopping malls. Now, some people are saying, oh, well, you know, there's a lot of online shopping. Maybe that's it. I'm not so sure. Let's take a listen to some of this audio here. Now, this is more focused on Towson Town Center, but I'll also let you know what happened at White Marsh Mall over the weekend. Take a listen.
County's under pressure. We are continuing to follow the recent closures inside the Towson Town Center and the reason some shoppers are no longer venturing out to the mall like they used to. Recently, we've seen crime grab hold of the building, and now at least a fourth of the stores inside sit empty. The Towson Town Center Mall has taken many shapes over the last several decades.
I feel like I grew up with Towson Town Center.
Sharina Cannon says she went to Towson University and has seen the changes firsthand.
Over the years, I would say, like, the foot traffic has gone down substantially. I've seen a lot of stores come up, come down, restaurants as well. But I would definitely say it's just a lot less traffic.
According to the Towson Town Center's website, there are over 180 storefronts. But walking through the mall, you'll notice that many of them now sit empty. We counted around 40 of them. That's about 25%, with more expected to close very soon. Some people say it's online shopping.
It is a little surprising, but when you really look at it, I mean, people are just online shopping now, so it makes sense, but it's kind of sad.
Others saying it could be the crime.
You can go to the mall early mall, don't go at nighttime, and don't hang out late. People crazy, they be still not there. They didn't have their parents come out and watch them.
In October of 2025, a woman was stabbed in the Towson Town Center parking lot. In November, a juvenile was stabbed and robbed inside the mall. Baltimore County police say the teen was cut with a screwdriver and four teenagers were arrested.
This is Maryland. Baltimore. tomorrow.
Fox 25 has also reported on juveniles fighting, robbing, and assaulting people in the last few years. And now signs lay around the mall like this one saying no minors allowed unaccompanied in the mall after 4 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Teen takeovers are now also of top concern, where crowds of kids are visiting malls like the Towson Town Center, the next one being advertised online in 1 week. And as many stores close their doors in the center, some are saying it's the environment's reason that are making them decide to not renew their lease, like Capital Luggage and Leather, whose last day is this month after spending 15 years in the building.
It's time for me to finish the lease and then just combine it to Columbia location.
Most recently, the Apple Store announced it will be closing its location in the Towson Town Center, the company citing the departure of several retailers from the mall and, quote, declining conditions.
All right, so there you have it. The Towson Town Center is a lot worse than you thought, possibly. Depends on how often you go there. Now, you heard that there was one person being interviewed, and he says, oh, well, there's a lot of online shopping. You know, this must be because of online shopping. Well, I'm going to push back on that, okay? Now, you might feel the same way, and that's fine. But I'm going to push back on that, because not too long ago, I was at the King of Prussia Mall in Pennsylvania. And you know what? It was thriving. You've got so many stores, so many restaurants. There were a ton of people there. It was the thing to do, was to be at the King of Prussia Mall. Now, you've got different wings of the King of Prussia Mall, right? Those that have lots of money, those that have a little bit of money, those that are right in the middle of the money, right? You've got all these different areas across the mall. You've got the Lego store. You got all these places where kids can go and hang out and you know, play safely. There's nobody being carjacked and armed, right? Or said armed robbery. Nobody's doing that. No one's doing that at King of Prussia Mall. You know where else nobody's doing that? Tyson's Corner Mall. When's the last time you've been to Tyson Corner, Virginia? They're not doing that there either. And down there, you've got high-end stores, you've got low-end stores, and you've got stores right in the middle. And guess what? No one's carjacking you at gunpoint. No one's robbing you at gunpoint. People aren't stealing your backpack, and it's not a bunch of juveniles running around like they have no home training. That's happening here, okay? Sean Casey just brought up Owings Mills Mall. Owings Mills has a problem as well. Where's our friend Terrell from Owings Mills? He never calls in. We talk about Owings Mills, the problems over there. Terrell, happy Monday to you. I should hear from you shortly, I would think. But Owings Mills, gone downhill. Arundel Mills, we were talking, what was that, maybe 3 weeks ago, about the shooting at Burlington Coat Factory. And I told you I had a friend that was going into medieval times with his son, and they had to leave because of the shooting, and then the police chase that ended up on 695. Okay? This is happening here. Why? Why is it happening here and not in King of Prussia in Pennsylvania or Tyson's Corner in Virginia? Because in Maryland, we have legislators that have decided that juveniles can do whatever the hell they want and their parents are not responsible for them. Now, you might be wondering, Kim, which party are you referring to? Oh, I don't know. The Democrat Party, as always, that does not hand out personal responsibility ever. These kids are completely out of control. Now, let me read this to you. And if you're on the live, I hate to turn my back to you, but I got to look this way. But I wanted to say to you that two teens were arrested at White Marsh Mall over the weekend. And why? Why? Because of armed robbery in the parking lot. Now, that happened on Saturday. Now, I will tell you, on Saturday morning, I was there at the mall Saturday morning because I was going in. Of course, like, I need another swimsuit. I don't, but I always like to look. I went into the Macy's area, and you know what? There was a patrol car there in the parking lot, and there was a gentleman in the white car with his trunk open because something happened. I didn't go over and, you know, act like a Karen or anything like that. I wanted to. I'm not going to lie. But there were two police officers there, patrol cars, and they were talking to the gentleman, and it looked like there was some kind of issue, and that's why he was showing the trunk of his car. Here's what I'm going to say. The legislators that have decided for, you know, these kids, right, the takeovers, for the parents not to be held accountable, to slap these kids on the wrist, they're not really getting rehabilitated DJS, this is on you. This is on you. And you know what really got me? You remember Jane Miller that worked at Channel 11? I had to say something to her on Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it. She's like, oh, because online shopping is really taking over the retail space. No, Jane Miller. That's not what it is, Jane Miller. Hate to call you out by name. I'm not going to lie. I don't hate it. You're so stupid. Jay Miller, that's not the problem. Again, King of Prussia Mall, fine. Tyson's Corner Mall, fine. Jay Miller, it's the people you support running for office that have put us in this situation. So yes, there's less foot traffic at Towson Town Center. Why? Because nobody wants to be there with somebody else's bad little kids. All right? We don't want to be there. White Marsh Mall, I was there in the morning. Do you know why I don't go in the evening? Because of the bad kids and the parents that don't take responsibility for their kids. There's supposed to be some kind of curfew. I don't even know if there's a curfew or not. But it's ridiculous. Get your kids before someone else does. That's the warning and the message of today's show. Get your kids. Now, if you want to weigh in, you can. 410-WCBO-680, 410-922-6680. This is no laughing matter. Okay, sometimes I tell these things and I'm jokingly, you know, because I want it to be entertaining for you. But really, I'm pissed off. All right? This is ridiculous. White Marsh Mall used to be a nice mall. We heard from some business owners in Hunt Valley. What are they saying now in Hunt Valley? Now that the light rail and all that other stuff comes to Hunt Valley, what's happening at Hunt Valley Shopping Center where the Wegmans is? Oh, they're seeing more, you know, shady business, a little more shenanigans, aren't they? Do you know why? It's the same old, same old. So the whole move to opportunity, you know, allowing people to go, you know, on the bus here, there, and everywhere. Fine. There are some people that are going to work. There are some people doing the right thing. There are some people that are Section 8 voucher holders that want to take their families and do the right thing in life. But you know what? It is a very small percentage. And you know what Kim Klasick is tired of? Kim Klasick is tired of bending the knee to that very small percentage. The hell with that small percentage. I'm done with it. This is ruining neighborhoods. All right? So now we're in a situation where some of us are in homes that cost too damn much in the first place, and we can't move. And our neighborhood's going downhill. Why? Because we have legislators that don't seem to get it. I don't want to cater to the small percentage anymore. You got to get to work at Towson Town Center. You got to get to work at White Marsh Mall. You better call Uber or Lyft. Because the bus line, the light rail, it needs to be shut down. Now, some people will think, this is controversial, Kim. Well, guess what? I'm black and I can say it. When we get back from the break, I want to hear from you. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I guess, happy Monday. Right now, we're going to go to the phone lines because we got our friend Tim Herb with RBC Wealth Management on the line with a morning market flash. Because even though we have issues here at home, we also have issues abroad. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good morning, Kim. Happy Monday. How are you?
I'm doing well. Happy Monday.
You're fired up. I missed you last Friday. Hopefully you had a good trip. But yeah, like I've always said, Kim, I think you'd be great at leading a football team with the locker room speech, you know, ready to charge out onto the football field because you definitely have that fire to rile it up a little bit and get people going for sure.
Well, Tim, I just saw how much Mike Loxley is getting paid there at University of Maryland. I might want that job. So I don't So put my name in the hat.
I guess. Well, be careful what you wish for sometimes, right? You never know.
Yeah.
But hey, real quick, not to shed light, you know, too much on your subject you were just talking about a little bit before, but, you know, one of the things I will say, just to chime in on that, I heard you very briefly, is, you know, society, I think, has allowed that sense of entitlement for people to be able to get what others have. Right. And part of that, Kim, I would just real quick flip the script and go into, you know, sports these days with having been a father to three kids. You know, back when I grew up and played sports, you know, avidly, was blessed enough to play football in college many, many moons ago and had the time of my life, you know. But, you know, I remember that you only got a trophy if you won the tournament, if you came in first place. Right. And you won it all. Nowadays, they're giving out trophies to everybody. What we call participation trophies, right? Doesn't matter whether you're first, you're last, wherever you come in line, they're handing out trophies to kids. Everybody gets one. Everybody gets a trophy. Everybody gets a medal. And, you know, I see how that has changed really over the last 2 to 3 decades, Kim, and how it really has carried over into the way our society is. That's my personal opinion, of course, right?
No, I think it's a great one.
When you talk about how everybody kind of, again, I want that because they get that, right? And again, it's the same thing with that participation trophy. So it's just very unique to see how things have, you know, kind of transpired and changed in our world today, as it kind of ties into what you were talking about before. So let me digress there. Let's talk about the markets. So, hey, U.S. equities were higher last week. S&P 500, NASDAQ, both up 3% or more, actually, for the third straight week. The Dow was up 3.19%. S&P 500 up 4.5%. NASDAQ actually up 6.8%. And the small cap Russell's up 5.5%. Big leader last week for the NASDAQ was Tesla, posting a 14.8% gain. Microsoft also up 14%. Those were two of the really big standouts. Stocks were higher last week, helping push the S&P 500 to its record, really first record close on Wednesday of last week since late January. The Russell 2000 and NASDAQ composite also ended the week at fresh record closes, Kim. The NASDAQ was up for the 13th straight trading session, trading day through last Friday. That's tied for the fifth longest winning streak. So we've really bounced back here the last several weeks. But today, unfortunately, it's what I talked about on Friday. We're getting those tensions coming back between the U.S. and Iran, escalating over the weekend, with the U.S. Seizing an Iranian-flagged cargo ship. That doesn't bode well for the overall markets. And because of that, Kim, we're looking at Dow futures down 178 points, S&P 500 futures off 19 points, and the NASDAQ futures down 52 points. So there we have it for this morning's morning market flash. I know I got to tap out here now at this time. Look forward to rejoining you on Wednesday morning, Kim.
Sounds good. Thanks, Tim.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
Hi, I'm Reese Friedman. On behalf of the law offices of Michael Friedman, reminding you that if you or a loved one have been injured in a motor vehicle accident that was not your fault, I do not want you to hesitate. Call us at 410-363-6848 or text us directly from our website, maflaw.com. Consultations are free, and if we take your case, you will not pay a fee until we win. Michael, Stephen, and Rachel will work with you to obtain the best result and get you back on your feet as soon as possible. The law offices of Michael Friedman, serving the community for over 40 years.
Find out the truth and hear the stories other media won't cover. Listen here and tell your friends, family, and coworkers to turn on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Thank you so much, Tim Herb with RBC Wealth Management. As you heard there, he's going to be back with us on Wednesday. And, you know, things are going to fluctuate throughout the market. And we'll talk about in the next hour the latest updates out of Iran. Before the break, we were talking about Towson Town Center. We were talking about White Marsh Mall. We were talking about our fearless leaders in Annapolis, where the session just ended. We're going to speak to Delegate Ryan Naraki and Delegate Kathy Shalega coming up next. But the session just ended. And do you think they did anything in regards to the juveniles and to make sure that we have a nice, safe summer? Right? So we don't have teenagers carjacking you at gunpoint or the armed robberies and all these other things. So you don't have all this happening. No, they didn't do anything about that. They protected illegal immigrants. That was the big takeaway, right? Remember we had the poll question? He said, who was the biggest winner this session for those in Annapolis, our legislators, our fearless leaders? Who was the big winner? It was illegal immigrants. Illegal immigrants. You got the 287G ban. You got the Community Trust Act, which is ridiculous. And I already said before, if I'm in your community and you're here illegally, do not trust me. Do not trust me. I'm calling ICE. All right? I don't care. I don't care. As soon as I think that you're here illegally, yeah, I might ask you. And if you can't answer me in English, I'm calling. I'm calling. All right? I don't care anymore. This is ridiculous. The people that don't pay taxes, the illegal immigrants, the juveniles, they are the ones that are completely in charge at this point. And then they sit up there in Annapolis and they put in a ban on Glocks. Now you can no longer buy Glocks. Hopefully that's going to make it to the Supreme Court. But it's like, we the law-abiding citizens, we can't even protect ourselves anymore. It's such nonsense. Real quick, I'll go to the phone lines. I got John in Savannah. John, you wanted to weigh in?
Oh, yeah. I was just listening to you go off on the whole how Maryland is becoming unsafe thanks to the policies enacted by people in Annapolis.
Yep, I got about a minute here, John.
Also, here's my obligatory reminder. And for you to, yeah. And I also want you to know that I hope you went and you did. I hope you had fun in Massachusetts, and I can't wait for you whenever you go live again. And yeah, it sucks about Maryland.
Yeah. Well, John, thank you so much for calling in. I know John's a little shy, a little nervous when he calls in. I appreciate you calling in, John, all the way from Savannah. And yes, it is very tough to watch what's going on in these blue states and blue cities. And Maryland is a blue state. We're trying our best to make it, you know, purple and lean a little bit more to the right. But to the Democrats that continue to push these stupid policies that allow these kids and the illegal immigrants to take over, I hope voters are paying attention. I hope this is your last year in Annapolis. I really do. Because this is ridiculous. And you guys all toe the line. Meanwhile, we pay your salaries. You're there because of us. Get it together. I'm going to start supporting Democrats in their own primary. Just to get the other guys out of there. Anyways, coming up next, Delegate Kathy Schlage, Delegate Ryan Iraqi.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Pakistan preparing to host another round of U.S.-Iran talks this week, but there are questions about whether those talks will actually take place, especially given the American seizure of an Iranian cargo ship that the U.S. says was a blockade runner. There have been a series of arson attacks on Jewish sites around London. British police say they're investigating whether it's the work of Iranian proxies. Meanwhile, two teens have been arrested in connection with one of those attacks, an attack on a synagogue in North London. Shreveport, Louisiana, the scene of the nation's deadliest shooting in more than 2 years. A man killed 8 children, including 7 of his own. He shot and wounded 2 women as well before he was shot dead by police. The U.S. military says it has launched another strike on a boat accused of drug running in the Caribbean Sea. The attack killed 3 people. More details, SRNNews.com.
A pension is everything in retirement. A game changer, as they say.
Touchdown!
Why? Because a pension guarantees your income for the rest of your life, no matter what happens or how long you live. All of your bills, all of your monthly expenses covered. That's the difference between people who truly enjoy retirement and those that stress and worry about what's happening in the world. Now, I know what you're thinking. I never worked for the government and my company never offered me a pension. Well, good news. I'm talking about private pensions called annuities, and anyone over the age of 60 is eligible.
Incredible!
We can quickly and easily tell you exactly what your guaranteed lifetime monthly income will be with just a simple phone call. Imagine the peace of mind that comes with a guaranteed paycheck every single month for the rest of your life.
Mega win!
Find out your guaranteed lifetime monthly income. There's no obligation. Call Adam Waske, 877-817-2338. That's 877-817-2338.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The good, the bad, and the ugly all rolled up into one yesterday in Cleveland. The good, Birds fighting back from an early 5-0 deficit.
Ward belts one to deep left field, toward the wall, and gone for Taylor Ward's first home run as an Oriole.
And it's a Weaver, too, folks.
As in an Earl Weaver special, Kevin Brown and Big Ben McDonald had the call on Masson. Ward's blast, his first of the season, trimmed it to 5-3 in the fifth. The bad happened in the bottom of the inning. Birds now trailing 5-4.
Drill, deep left. If it's fair, it's gone. She is out of here.
Matt Underwood had the call on Guardians TV. Ramirez, second of the day off Trevor Rogers, made it 6-4 Cleveland. And the ugly, the Birds in the field.
And Brito drives one to deep center field. Alexander got turned around. It's over his head. It short hops the wall. Fry's going to score. Steven might catch him. 2 runs are in. It's a 2-run double for Juan Brito.
Center field going to be a problem the O's need to solve. 8-4 the final yesterday. Birds dropped 3 of 4 to the Guardians. Have now lost 5 of their last 6. After the game, an honest Taylor Ward saying the Birds need to clean stuff up.
We all need to, I guess, look in the mirror and really examine what we did out there, what we did in this series, what we did last series, and just try to make adjustments.
Ravens news, the team now just 4 days away from making the 14th selection in the 2026 NFL Draft. It'll be the first draft that head coach Jesse Minter will be a part of. and he was asked what his role will be on draft night.
And on draft night, man, it's let this guy do his job, you know, and be there to support and be there to talk through things and think through things, be a sounding board, but let the guy do the great job that he does, and I know that we're going to end up with a bunch of great players.
Talking about Eric DaCosta, of course, and coming up in 30 minutes, the Ravens GM talks about the reality of the NFL draft. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hey, it's Sean Casey. Last year sold out fast, and if you missed it, here is your chance. Join us for the second annual WCBM Pints and Politics, Thursday, April 23rd from 5 to 7 p.m. at Michael's Cafe and Timonium. I'll be joined by Delegate Nino Mangione for a live fireside chat about the big issues in Washington and Annapolis. Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Tickets are just $25 and include light hors d'oeuvres and your WCBM pint glass. Seating is limited, so get your tickets right now at WCBM.com, and we'll see you at Michael's Cafe.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers, starting off chilly for your Monday morning with temperatures in the 30s. As we head toward the afternoon, temps don't do much. You're going to stay mainly in the 50s under mostly cloudy skies. Starting off with a freeze warning on Tuesday morning, but then temperatures climb a little bit and will be even warmer by the time we get to Wednesday and Thursday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. No, I did not calm down during the commercial break. I got a couple text messages saying, Kim, take a breath, take a breather. It just grates my nerves. And you guys know this. I live in Middle River, okay? And so it really is in my backyard. And I've had enough. I've truly had enough of this. And so real quick, before we go to our guests on the line here, we've got the question of the day brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Why do you think Towson Town Center is losing business? A lot of people already weighing in. Lots of comments on Facebook. I love it. Here are your choices. Crime and theft, online shopping, change in demographic, or other. Right now, of course, crime and theft, 50% of you believe that's the problem. 32% believe it's online shopping, and 16% say other, and then 3% say that it's, you know what? 3% says online shopping. 32% went to change in demographic. Interesting. Very interesting. And again, we're talking to Towson Town Center. This does include, though, the conversation does include the two teens that were arrested at White Marsh Mall over the weekend for an armed robbery. Okay, there's been a lot going on at White Marsh Mall. Now, don't forget, there is a link up, a juvenile link up that has been advertised at Towson Town Center for this coming Saturday, April 25th. They've had this advertisement up for over 2 weeks now. Baltimore County Police, what's the plan? What's the deal? What are you going to do about it? What's the plan? We would love to know. Don't forget, Towson Town Center now reporting 25% vacancy. Used to be a nice high-end mall. I'm actually happy, really happy now that we've got our guests online because, you know what? They are legislators in Baltimore County. Good morning, Delegate Kathy Shalega, Delegate Ryan DeRocky. How are both of you?
Great. Good to be on with you, Kim.
Good morning, Kim. I'm doing great.
Good morning. Now, we're going to get to the end of session with you guys. You guys had a heck of a 90-day session. But real quick, because you are both in Baltimore County, Doug Schlage, I'll start with you if I could. Towson Town Center now reporting 25% vacancy. You've got, you know, these juveniles that are carjacking people. There's armed robberies. You know, what is it that we can do to make it a little bit safer this summer? Because it doesn't look like there was a whole lot passed in the legislature in Annapolis.
You're right, Kim. And, of course, as I always say, your listeners are smarter than the average bear, and they know what's going on. They're very informed. In Annapolis, this past session that ended Monday at midnight, last Monday, they made juvenile crime even softer. So the quote auto charging bill that passed mostly along party lines. I think we had a few Democrats vote with us against it, and some other people walked off the floor because they just couldn't stand to vote for it. Democrats, that is. Republicans are, you know, it's a good vote for us because we're pro public safety. But what they've done is said that now, you know, kids, repeat juvenile offenders, Kim, they need a hug. They need a turkey sandwich. They just need more love. And that will help them change their, you know, misguided ways. And we know that doesn't work. So repeat juvenile offenders, gun offenses, drug trafficking offenses. So what they're doing is creating a class of juveniles who gang members will take advantage of. Because instead of going to adult court where they'll be scared straight, they'll continue to stay in the juvenile court system, which is broken. So, you know, what can we do? The Baltimore County Police needs to double their efforts at the mall. They need to, even if they're apprehending these juveniles that are engaged in antisocial and criminal behavior, take them to the station and make their parents come pick them up. You know, you can't book them, you can't charge them, but you can make their life more inconvenient. And that's what they need to start doing. Short of that, we're going to watch the decline of a once beautiful mall, like you said, Kim, that was high-end. We had, you know, Nordstrom was one of the best in the area, in the state. We had great shopping there, but Apple closing its doors should be a major wake-up call.
Yeah. Again, we're speaking to Delegate Kathy Shalega and Delegate Ryan DeRocky. Delegate DeRocky, you know, sometimes I see all this happening, and even when I see some of these juveniles that are standing outside of gas stations, smoke shops, in my mind, I want to pull my Berta gun. I know I can't do that. But it's like, you know, as residents, and we're watching all this, and, you know, what is the best bet? Do we call the police in that situation?
Kim, absolutely. I mean, unfortunately, this is Westmore's Maryland that he has created here, where we're soft on juvenile crime. Of course, last year we had a bill that made it easier for convicted murderers to get a second chance to get out of jail. The entire focus this year was to also to, you know, not cooperate with ICE, to have pedophiles and rapists and gangbangers running around on the streets. So, yeah, I mean, absolutely, we should be calling the police. I think Kathy Klausmeier, the county executive Kathy Klausmeier, should immediately put into place a zero tolerance policy. I understand the laws are what they are, but we should be doing like what Rudy Giuliani and some others did in New York City. We should have a zero tolerance policy no matter what crime you're committing in Baltimore County, whether it's jaywalking all the way up to whatever. We should be going after these folks. We should be, as Delegate Shalega said, making their life very difficult, making their parents' lives very difficult. Because unless you get tough, that is the only way that we're going to solve any of this problem. Certainly Annapolis is not helping, though.
Yeah, not at all. All right, let's get into this session and what happened this session, if I could, with both of you. And we got to have you guys come in studio and spend an hour with us because there was a lot that went down. I did want to note, because of course I was blaming Democrats before the break, before you guys came on, and you did have people like Senator Carl Jackson that did vote against the Community Trust Act. He did vote against the youth auto charging bill. He did not vote for the Glock ban. So there is an appetite up there to do the right thing. Delegate Rocky, I wanted to ask you, because I know you were co-sponsoring a bill with Senator Carl Jackson in regards to inspector generals. If you can let us know, you know, on the state level, on the county level, did that move? Are we going to have more oversight, or is this something that's going to be kicked to next session?
Unfortunately, it did not move. Senator Jackson and I worked really hard on that bill. And Senator Jackson, as you're right, is one of the few Democrats in Annapolis that will buck the party. And do the right thing. And we worked really hard on that bill. It did not move. Unfortunately, the school system in Baltimore County, those at the top, I should say, of the school system, appear to have a tremendous amount of ability to stop good legislation like this. I can't understand why the superintendent's office or anyone else would want to hinder having more oversight inside of the system. I'll leave that up to you and the listeners to kind of figure out why that might be, Kim. I mean, I have my suspicions, but I don't understand why you would not want more oversight. But Senator Jackson and I are going to reintroduce that bill next year.
All right. Well, I'm happy to hear that. And I think, you know, as Doug Schlegel pointed out, the listeners are very, very smart. And it seems that the transparency, even though many run on transparency, they don't really care about transparency. I will say, Doug and Kathy Schlegel, because one of the big bills that we were all watching was the tampons for Timmy, which I think, Doug Schlegel, if I'm wrong, I think you're the ones that gave the nickname out there for this bill. We were happy to see that was kicked down. But I think it's only because the Maryland House Freedom Caucus and a few other Republicans brought so much attention to that bill. And Doug Schlegel, were there other bills that we helped, thwart, you know, I guess you could say, this session that did not make it, that of course would have been even worse for us Marylanders?
Yes, that is another poster child bill that got out to the House floor and was so ridiculous. Let's start with the truth. Men don't need tampons. And these are issues that polite society didn't used to talk about. But because the Democrats are obsessed with feminine hygiene products and putting them in every bathroom and, you know, just wasting our taxpayer dollars, we had to have this discussion. So, yeah, we embarrassed them on that. There was a bill on housing that got stuck, laid over on a special order calendar, never came up. We did get some transparency on nonprofits put into budget language, which was good. It was part of the bill. The Freedom, you know, Ryan and I, as members of the Freedom Caucus, we had a three-bill package on addressing the scam with a lot of nonprofits. And we did get that put into the budget language. And, you know, the big win, I think, for the Maryland Freedom Caucus is the reduction in the Empower fee, which we've been talking about for over a year, and this is just a crazy fee on your BGE bill, and they're letting you keep $12 a month of that fee. You know, they're patting themselves on the back as if this is some great, great reduction in your BGE bill, but, you know, it's not enough. We voted against their 200-page utility relief bill because it was just a lot of bureaucratic garbage in there for a $12 a month reduction in your Empower fee. But that was part of the Freedom Caucus's agenda. We're going to keep pushing the rest of our four-point plan because next year, I'm making a prediction, the top issue is going to be the cost of our BGE bills.
Yeah, we were hoping, Delegate Schlegel, thank you guys so much for what you're doing up there. We were hoping that would be the topic this year, but it doesn't seem like it's getting through. So I guess we'll pray that it's the topic next year. Delegate Ryan or Rocky, I did want to ask you, because, of course, we did a poll here at WCBM. I don't know if you guys saw that, but a lot of the listeners weighed in, and they believe the big winners from this 90-day session were, in fact, the illegal immigrants. And I look at it and I feel the same way, to be honest with you. you. You've got the 287G ban, the Community Trust Act. You know, Doug and Rocky, if you could just kind of fill us in, because as the audience, the outside looking in, you know, we saw the Community Trust Act, but we saw it in the very last minute. And then we found out that you guys were there late at night and you were going back and forth on the floor about it. And then we kind of saw where this new speaker, Jocelyn Penna-Melnick, didn't really allow so much to be said or to be done, not just with the Community Trust Act, but there was another bill as well. Could you explain to us what happened?
Sure. So with about 6 minutes left, you know, at 11:54, there is a bill that came up on the House floor that was extremely controversial. It was, you know, a quote-unquote Voting Rights Act bill that would completely change elections of commissioners, which is how many of our counties, smaller counties around the state, like on the Eastern Shore, Southern Maryland, Western Maryland, elect their commissioners. They brought that back to the floor. It had had a big floor fight before that, got back to the floor with 6 minutes left. I actually stood up and got recognized and was asking some questions on it. After, you know, I asked some questions, they immediately did what's called calling the previous question, which basically limits debate. That was at about, 11:55. At 11:56, they quote unquote passed this bill. Although what really happened, Kim, was they voted on the previous question, which is the first sort of procedural vote that you have to take, but then you still have to take a vote on the bill itself. They never did that. They actually moved along to a different bill, would not allow us to explain our vote, which is a part of our rules. It's not that's not an optional thing. It's we have the right to do that in our rule book. It's Rule 94. They did not allow us to do that. And then at about 11:56 or 11:57, they realized that they screwed up in the constitutional proceedings of how you have to pass a law, and they brought the bill back on for a final passage vote, which I think is completely illegitimate. I think the process is completely flawed. And I expect that there will be legal challenges to how that went down there, because that is not how you pass a bill, and it's certainly not how you should be bringing up controversial bills with 5 or 6 minutes left in the session.
Yeah, we like I said, we were trying to watch and understand. Obviously, we were not there and don't understand all the rules and the lay of the land there on the floor. Doug and Ryan Araki, Doug and Kathy Schlega, I do remember you guys were in support of Speaker Penna-Melnick when there were a lot of names being thrown in the hat. Doug and Schlega, let me ask you, do you still feel the same way about your new speaker?
Well, you know, we had a fairly binary choice of people. So, you know, the supermajority is going to choose the speaker. And so choosing a speaker who does allow open and fair debate, with the exception of the last 4 minutes of the legislative session where they illegally rammed through two bad voting bills. So, you know, with the information I had, sure, I supported her. But going forward, if we don't get some resolution to how we're going to be treated and how she's going to follow the rules, you know, there could be problems with support for the Speaker of the House. You know, unfortunately, like I said, with the them being the supermajority, we can and we will continue to oppose the things they're ramming through. And so, yeah, I think next year we probably need to have a deeper conversation about that.
Well, hopefully next year you'll have more Republicans up there. Hopefully we'll do something this November. I got to jump here, but I want to ask you guys quickly, do you guys have any events coming up that we should know about?
Yes, I've got one scheduled on May the 28th. It's going to be at Pools Island Brewing Company, Kim. It's my annual spring event. You're usually there. Would love to have you. You know, it's always a good time. I think you always have a good time. Would love to have you there, Kim. Haven't even had a chance to talk to you about it. So here I am talking to you about it on the radio.
Well, of course I'll be there. I love your kids. I think I love your kids more than you, Delegate. I'm going to be honest about it. I'm just kidding. I'm going to be there. Doug Schlega, do you have anything coming up?
Yes, we're getting something on the books for mid-June. And, you know, of course, you can follow both of us, Ryan for MD, Kathy for MD, K-A-T-H-Y. Just follow our socials. We'll be posting stuff. And, Kim, we can't wait to come in, spend an hour with you in studio and you know, let the pull the curtain back and expose all the crazy corruption that's going on in Annapolis.
Yeah, I look forward to that. And I look forward to you guys getting back in the next session as well. Thank you both for joining me. We'll talk soon.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kim.
Thank you. Real quick before we go to break, looking to upgrade your home, then you've got to visit Town Appliance in Owings Mills. Their showroom is massive, featuring over 70 top brands, everything from basics to high-end tech like Whirlpool, JetAir, KitchenAid, and Maytag. Whenever I stop in, as I told you before, Mayor and Mayor make the experience really wonderful. They are so knowledgeable and truly happy to help you find exactly what you need. Plus, right now is a great time to buy as Town Appliance is officially kicking off their Spring Black Friday shopping event. You can also take advantage of their flexible financing options to turn those dream appliances into reality. They're open Sunday through Friday in Owings Mills, and you can check out their website at townappliance.com for more information.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Trump doctrine has never been isolationism. The Trump doctrine, if it was isolationism, we wouldn't have taken out the ISIS caliphate, Soleimani, Baghdadi, dropped the mother of all bombs on Afghanistan, and we wouldn't have dropped 14 bunker buster bombs on their nuclear sites. President Trump is relying on three specific historic lessons here. Peace through strength, A, which he built out our military in the first term. If he didn't, Biden didn't do anything to expand it or help it. Very important. Otherwise, we would not be as advanced militarily as we are today. You're watching the next generation of weaponry in real time unfold before your eyes. And there's going to be numerous improvements on this at a pace that we've never seen in the history of mankind. And we better stay ahead of the curve on it.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Hey, you've been hearing me talk all about the Sig Sauer P365, the number one selling concealed carry pistol in America, the one I carry every single day. Now, whether you live in a state that requires a permit or somewhere that loves freedom and allows for permitless carry, like where I live in the free state of Florida, more people are taking their safety and that of their family into their own hands. You want something for self-defense? Now, Sig Sauer, all proudly made right here in America, the choice of the U.S. military, our NATO partners, and elite units around the world, and my personal choice, the one I carry every single day, the most popular, best-selling concealed carry pistol on the market. And I can tell you firsthand, the P365, it's comfortable, very easy to shoot, an amazing firearm. We are a Sig Sauer family right here on the Sean Hannity Show. The P365, try it at your local range today. Buy American-made. Go to SigSauer.com/Hannity. You'll get a discount and a list of dealers where you live.
Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk, only on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, again, thank you, Delegate Kathy Schlega, Delegate Ryan DeRocky, for joining us. Yes, I do want to get them in here for an entire hour so we can really have a great discussion with them on what happened. I know we only talked there for about 20 minutes or so, but there was a lot that took place in Annapolis. And we, the people, we weren't really the topic of discussion, right? We didn't come to the forefront, and yet we're the ones that pay their salaries. And, you know, it's wild to think that, you know, with all that's going on, even across the world, right, not just here in Maryland, you would think that, you know, the first thing on their mind would be public safety, right? I mean, right now, you see on an international front that there's a security threat. I mean, and like, what else do you need? And so here these guys are, and like I said, these guys, it's like, it's the Democrats that are so progressive that they think they're doing, like, the right thing. Like, it's all this feel-good stuff. Anyways, don't forget to take the poll question of the day brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Why do you think Towson Town Center is losing business? We'll get into my response and a lot of your responses there as far as the poll numbers at 11 o'clock hour. When we get back, though, I do want to read a lot of your text messages coming in regards to that conversation. And then also, I want to talk a little bit about what is going on the international front. We've got the latest in Iran. Obviously, that's affecting us here. Last week, week on Thursday when I was here, we were really reacting to the murder-suicide of the former lieutenant governor in Virginia, Justin Fairfax. I do have a couple more updates that I want to give to you in case you did not get those updates. But again, a very sad situation. And then also I want to go to Capitol Hill, if I could. The House, you know, they passed this bill to protect 350,000 Haitians from deportation. See, this is what happens when you got a slim majority, and then also you've got a Republican that needs to be primary. So we're going to talk about that Republican in Florida as well. And then, of course, I told you about in District 5 where Steny Hoyer is stepping down from his seat. You've got Democrats here in Maryland. They are doing a ton of fundraising. A ton of fundraising. We need to compete here in the Republican Party. So we'll talk about that and then so much more when we get back. Don't forget, I'm going to read your text message as soon as we get in. So if you haven't already, send your text message there through the WCBM app. And if you want to call in, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. We're going to talk more about the malls and how they aren't really very safe.
Sean Casey with Vinny Steo, CEO of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Welcome back, Vinny. 23 years in the business, 9 years right here on WCBM with your guarantees and results. Friends, when you plan to sell your home, choose the one I trust, Vinny Steo.
Sean, I really appreciate that. This year is going to be very exciting for a lot of reasons. The real estate market is moving quickly, especially for our sellers. In fact, I recently met with a family planning to retire, downsize, and make the most money when they sell later this year. And it was a good move. They called me in advance so we could work on some simple tips to get them top dollar. And they were thrilled with the stress-free plan and certainty they get with my upfront written guarantee. If I can't sell their home, I'll buy it myself at a price and time frame agreeable to them.
So I'll say it again. Choose Vinny Steo. You'll be glad you did. Call or text Vinny right now at 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515 or visit VinnySteo.com.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. Pakistan's preparing to host another round of U.S.-Iran talks this week, but there are questions as to whether those talks will even take place, especially given the American seizure of an Iranian cargo vessel that the U.S. says was a blockade runner.
Even before this incident, Iranian officials had been responding with a stony silence to this swirl of media reports coming out of the United States, including from President Trump, that the talks would take place on Tuesday. But media here, aligned to the powerful Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, had been saying that no decision to attend would be taken as long as the U.S. naval blockade of Iran's ports remained in force.
The BBC's Lise Doucette in Tehran. There's been a series of arson attacks on Jewish sites around London. British police investigating whether Iranian proxies might have had a hand in that.
As the conflict in the Middle East continues to evolve, counterterrorism policing and our partners remain alive to the threat of Iranian hostile activity in the UK. We are aware of public reporting that suggests this group may have links to Iran.
Vicki Evans with the London Metropolitan Police speaking with Sky News. Shreveport, Louisiana is the scene of the nation's deadliest shooting in more than 2 years. A man killed 8 children, including 7 of his own. He shot and wounded 2 women as well before he was shot dead by police. That followed a vehicle chase. Several University of Iowa students, among 5 people injured in yesterday's early morning shooting, happened near the University of Iowa, Iowa City campus. As of now, there have been no arrests. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is down about 16 points. NASDAQ off 44 and the S&P trading 6 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I talked to a lot of great companies. Very few of them actually literally surprised me, but Fellowship Home Loans sure did. For over 20 years, Mike and Brian and the team there have been helping families do something most people think is more complicated than it has to be. Get into a home, lower their rate, or tap into equity they didn't even realize they had. Everything at Fellowship is done in-house. One roof, one great team, all with a servant-led mentality. From your first phone call to closing, you're going to get people who know you by name. They'll know your situation. They treat you like family. They're also offering offering a free mortgage checkup right now. Don't miss out. Rates are lower now than if you purchased or refinanced your home in the last few years. Many Fellowship customers are saving hundreds of dollars a month when refinancing, and there are no payments for 2 months. Go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, or call 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans, mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, equal housing lender, NMLS number 819382.
Good morning, it's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Audiology Associates. Sharpshooters with the U.S. Department of Agriculture reached their deer reduction goals in 2 of 3 Baltimore City Park locations. According to the Baltimore Sun, the deer killing goals were met at Druid Hill Park with 132 deer killed, and at Herring Run Park, where 36 deer were removed. The count at Gwynns Falls Lincoln Park was 59, less than the goal of 103. Baltimore's Recreation and Parks Department says the deer reduction was needed due to increasing deer-related problems, including vehicle collisions, and to protect local ecosystems. The meat harvested during the operation is being donated to the Maryland Food Bank. And the Maryland Department of Health has confirmed a case of measles in a Baltimore area resident who recently traveled internationally. People in several locations may have been exposed to the virus. One exposure area was BWI Marshall Airport's Customs Inspection Station in the International Terminal Arrivals area. 10:04, Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balance care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The Orioles ace gets rocked.
Jose Ramirez blasts one to the bleachers, and it's 2-0 Guardians.
And that was just the beginning. Matt Underwood had the call on Guardians TV, the first of two for Ramirez, both off Trevor Rogers, as the left-hander suffers his worst defeat of the season, 8-4 the final yesterday in Cleveland. The inning before Ramirez homer, Rogers gave up a run on an infield error when he failed to cover the bag in time. And manager Albernez said that was the key to Rogers' subpar performance.
To play at first base, I think not securing the first out and not touching first base, just playing catch up after that, cascading effect of throwing more pitches that inning.
Rogers allowing 6 runs in 5 innings, his ERA up to 4.08. Guardians take 3 of 4 over the weekend. Meanwhile, in Owings Mills, as the Ravens prepare for the NFL draft, GM Eric DaCosta says no matter what they do, it's a catch-22.
I want to be strong everywhere, right? And I think you can have the best offensive line and defensive line in the league, and if you can't cover, or if you can't catch the ball or make plays, explosive plays, you're going to get beat, and everyone's going to be saying, oh, they got to fix the receivers, and they need more DBs. And so,
Ravens have the number 14 pick on Thursday night. Coming up in 30 minutes, honest commentary from Orioles outfielder Taylor Ward. And that is Stein on Sports.
Trying to make sense of the markets? Looking to diversify out of all the craziness? Thinking about tangible assets like precious metals? Listen to The Gold Show with Alan Johnson right here on WCBM 3 p.m. Sunday afternoons. Stay up to date on retirement trends, how the IRA rollover process works, and why investors are turning to physical gold. Alan is a national talk show host with decades of experience in the markets. Tune in for Alan's insights and The Gold Show this Sunday at 3 p.m. on WCBM. WCBM.
WCBM News Time, 10:07. Here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off chilly for your Monday morning as we head toward the afternoon. We'll see mostly cloudy skies and temps that will be cooler. Freeze warnings in effect on Tuesday morning. Warmer by the middle of the week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
53 degrees in Bowley's Quarters, 51 in Pikesville, and 52 in Joppatown. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Plasic Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Monday. You know, I got a couple comments here in the text line. We're going to get to the text line in just a minute, but I just want to put something out. This is a public service announcement for Kim Plasic Live. If you get offended easily, this is probably not the show for you. It's probably not the show for you, okay? If you're into gentle parenting, might not be the show for you, okay? Might not be. I mean, you can make the decision yourself. It's a free country. You can make the decision. And I want more listeners. I want us to all have this conversation together. I want people that disagree to call in so we can have the dialogue. But if you're offended and you're just sending me, you're just spouting off the text line or the emails, and you're offended because of some of the things that I say, you know what? It might just not be the show for you. And that's okay. All right? Because I don't do the whole gentle parenting thing. We have a problem with juveniles in this state. That is obvious. They're not being rehabilitated. And it's not all juveniles, right? It's not all of the kids. There's a certain percentage. And unfortunately, those bad apples is spoiling the entire bunch. And so now you've got this situation with these juveniles. I call it the link-ups or the flash mobs, whatever you want to call it. Now it's happening all over the country. But it's specifically happening here in the state of Maryland. And we are not responding the way that we should be. So we're going to continue to have that conversation. Right now, the question of the day brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Why do you think Towson Town Center is losing business? Right now, you've got 52% of you that says the crime and the theft is a problem. 32% of you say the change in demographic. 13% of you say other. And only 2% of you say online shopping. And I'll get into my comments at 11 o'clock hour, but I wanted to read some of your text messages, and I also want to go to the phone lines. Looks like I have a friend on the line that wants to weigh in. Stephen Reamer, he's a candidate in District 8, and Stephen, I know we've had you here in studio. I've, of course, met with you many of times, and I'm sure you'll be at Glenn Gilhar's event this Saturday. But Stephen, good morning to you. I'm grateful that you're calling in, because I would love to know, what can we do about this problem with juveniles across Baltimore County?
Yes, good morning, Kim. Yeah, absolutely. excuse me. Yes, and when we were in, I was on your show last month, I brought those two bills in, the juvenile crime reform bills, and we discussed how bad they are. So to answer your question, if I would get to Annapolis, absolutely, we want to look at those bills, the legislation. So my answer would be, I don't disagree with you on the busing, however. We want to send a stern message to these juveniles and individuals that are committing the crimes by saying, hey, we're not going to shut things down. We're going to ramp up the police. We're going to hold them accountable and put on the laws on the books and then make sure that these diversion programs, they need to stop. So I don't disagree with looking at the issue of the busing, however, we don't want to find ourselves in a situation, the latest, if you look at Ocean City, Maryland, what they're doing, I don't think that's good. Shutting things down early, it's hurting businesses, and, you know, we don't want that trend to start here. So we want to break that trend, what we're seeing the current legislators are doing.
Yeah, well, Stephen Reamer's on a line with us running in District 8 in Baltimore County. Stephen, that's a great point. You know, it will hurt businesses. That's a great point. I guess I look at this, Stephen, and I think, like, you know, we've heard about, you know, ramping up police. We heard about, you know, putting more of a police presence. And we hear about it every summer. And I know you're saying, you know, of course, things will be different under your watch, right? Because we haven't gotten you in there just yet. But, you know, for the legislators that are currently there and those that you are opposing, you know, coming up here in the election, those that are currently there, those delegates, you would think that they would be calling in as well. Delegate Nick Allen, Delegate Kim Ross, and others, you would think they would be calling in and they would be concerned just as you are. Okay, Stephen? And they're not. And so that's why I think some of us look at it and say, we don't believe that there's going to be a change because they're not stepping up. I did see where County Councilman David Marks is very upset about what's going on at White Marsh Mall. Hopefully that helps. I guess, you know, Stephen, if I could ask you, you know, is there a bill that you could propose specifically to handle this issue?
Well, yeah, absolutely. What we would have to do, you know, we would look at the current juvenile reform bill, and we would have to come back in. If we can't fix that, certainly have to propose a bill that there's too many wraparounds with the juvenile bill. There's too much with the diversion. And again, as you mentioned earlier, it's just they're too soft on the juvenile. So we would certainly have to draft a bill that would certainly be to enforce and hold these juveniles accountable. So absolutely, I campaigned on the juvenile crime issue, and I would certainly give my promise that that would be one of the first things that I would look at getting to Annapolis.
Well, Stephen, I appreciate that. Are you going to be at the breakfast this Saturday if people want to meet you?
Yes, absolutely. And we'll go over a few things because I do want to come back in next month before the primary. So I figured I would wait till I meet with you and we can go over a few things leading up to that.
Well, that sounds great. Stephen Reamer running in District 8. Thank you so much. Hope you have a great week, Stephen. And again, we'll talk to Glenn Gilhar will be here on the show tomorrow, by the way. He's got his breakfast on this Saturday at the Bowman Restaurant. And I know Stephen's going to be there. And usually a lot of candidates that are running, and they have a whole slate right now. I would think that they should be there to be able to meet with many of you. And again, we'll talk to Glenn about that event tomorrow. I wanted to read some of these comments here online, and then I'll get to your text messages. Again, in regards to Towson losing business. Now, there's some people saying, you know, of course, the guy named Joe here, he says, is that a rhetorical question, why Towson is losing business? Larry says, the police working the airport call the train from the city the crime train. I didn't think about that one. The crime train. So he's saying from the airport to the city. That's the crime train. You've got Jason that says, speaking in police lingo, number one, males and females, you know who they are. Jerry says, if this is a Where's Waldo thing, it's pretty easy. Chad says, it's a trap, that's why. Taos is losing business, Oscar says, because of Baltimore City teens. Dave says perhaps the danger of becoming a victim. Nobody wants to be there. And see, I would think that's the common thread there, right? That's the common one. A lot of people don't want to put themselves in that situation. I know I don't. I don't want to put my daughter in that situation. And so, you know, as we were hearing, you know, some of the reporters asking some of those that were at the Towson Town Center over the weekend, and there was one young woman that was saying, oh, well, you know, the foot traffic's changed, right? There's less foot traffic. Why do you think that is? Why do you think there's less foot traffic at Towson Town Center? Because if you look at the news, if you look at the reports, you will see that at any given time or day of the week, it could be a dangerous situation. Before you could say, all right, well, I'm not going to go after 6 p.m. because after 6 p.m., sometimes the juveniles get a little rowdy and I don't want to be in that situation. It's not like that anymore. It could be Saturday at 11 o'clock where you had the young woman that was stabbed right there by Nordstrom's. And then you remember there was a young woman and her daughter that were being interviewed about it. So now you can go on a Saturday morning and you could end up witnessing a stabbing. And to be honest with you, and I know Doug and Rocky brought it up, you got the interim county executive, I call her Kathy doesn't want to work Clausmeyer. Where is she on all of this? Kathy, this is your job. You know that check that you cash every other week? You know, we the people pay your salary, sweetheart. You got to do more. We hear about the two teens that were arrested. probably very briefly, for robbing someone at gunpoint at White Marsh Mall, and you say nothing, Kathy? But you had a whole video to talk about the Artemis II space launch? I'm not saying the space launch isn't a big deal. It was great. It was fantastic. I loved every second of it. But we hire you to make sure that public safety is a thing, not to comment on a space launch. You understand? Do you get it, Kathy? Let me go to the phone lines. I got Ernest in East Baltimore. Hey, Ernest, how are you?
I'm doing good, Kim. I love the fire. I love what you do. Thank goodness we have you as our voice. Kim, I'm going to tell you right now, the Orioles stink. The city stinks. North Avenue and A. Swift Street in East Baltimore, there's a mural with a teenager with a squeegee. I mean, that's what we promote in Baltimore, a teenager with a squeegee on a mural. We got hookers on scooters, a panhandler on every corner, chalk marks of people being murdered, needles on the ground, trash everywhere. Kim, I saw a cat with a needle in his mouth.
Wow.
A stray cat with a needle in his mouth out on North Avenue. Now, let me tell you what needs to be done with the Towson Mall, Kim. The town center, whatever the hell that place is called, the National Guard. Donald J. Trump, send the National Guard down there, because I went down to D.C. this weekend, and it was beautiful. I saw three National Guards, people walking, protecting the streets. That's what needs to be done to protect the town center down there, to get these hoodlum criminal kids that don't care about you, me, or anything else. They need to be put down. That's what I'm saying, man. This is war on these young children, because these young children are not the future. They are the future of jails and, selling crack to the community. They ain't looking for no help, man. They're just bad apples. And you say it. I'm glad you say it. Thank you, Kim. You have a great day. God bless.
Thank you, Ernest. You do us the same. Thank you so much. Have a great week. And, with the National Guard, I will note, if you go to D.C. during the day, it is a lot safer. Even around Union Station, I mean, there were times where you could come out of Union Station and, there would be a homeless person, there begging you and screaming at you. You don't have that anymore at Union Station. But I will say, they do have this whole thing with the juveniles at the Navy Yard, and they're running around at night. And I think we're in a situation where a lot of police, and I don't blame them, a lot of police, a lot of the guardsmen, they don't want to deal with the juveniles because they could end up in a situation where they lose their jobs, they lose their livelihoods. And that's the situation these legislators have us in. You see, I don't blame the police for not wanting to do more when it comes to these kids. But here we are in this situation. Just real quick, you guys, we just passed 11 years since the death of Freddie Gray in the 2015 riots. 11 years. What has West Baltimore gotten out of that deal? What did they get out of that deal? Millions upon millions of dollars went into West Baltimore. We have no idea where it went, right? They got a couple of bus lanes. They got bike lanes. But it's still dirty, filthy, drug-infested, rat-infested. I say it's even worse now. It's even worse. And what do we? Who's going to do anything about it? They refuse to elect someone to do something about it. It breaks my heart. And then you got people saying, oh, Kim doesn't like black people. She doesn't like her own people. That's not it at all. I want to look at the true potential here. We've got to have some kind of standards. Our kids, as Ernest just pointed out, our kids, if we continue down this road, how many of those kids are really truly the future? It's not all of them, but it's a lot. It's too many. We go back to the phone lines here real quick. You know what? Actually, we'll come back to the phone lines after break. Because I have another call on the line. I want to get to my friend, Dr. Learfield. Right now, I have Dr. Learfield on the line from Smile Design Center on the phone with me. Good morning, Dr. Learfield. I hope you had a relaxing weekend. The weather has been quite a roller coaster. We're still on this ride. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Yeah, you can't make any long-term plans for doing anything outside these days.
Yeah, no, not at all. Not at all. Now we're just all flying by the seat of our pants. And Dr. Learfield, I have an intriguing question for you. Well, hopefully you can answer me on this one. Everyone is talking about AI these days. Has the dentist industry, have they been improving using AI as well?
Yeah, it feels like AI is all over the place these days. So I guess why not dentistry? So the answer is yes. AI has arrived in dentistry as well, and its implementation is very interesting. Some of the basic applications are probably boring to a non-dentist, like the programs that listen to consultations and then transcribe them in proper note-taking format. But some are really interesting. I'm sure some of you remember those goopy impressions that most dentists were taking just a few years ago. Well, now with digital impressions, for the most part, that's a thing of the past. We can obtain high-quality images of the inside of the mouth that can be transmitted to a dental laboratory in order for crowns, bridges, or dentures to be made. And the AI is used to help clean up the images by removing the information that's not needed by the lab. This can include saliva, images of the cheeks or tongue that are not necessary for the fabrication of the crown, and get in the way of the information that is needed. Well, the AI just removes that information and makes it much easier to obtain the information we need without goopy impressions that can make you gag. Another really amazing application of AI is the ability to take a photo of a patient's smile and mock up what their smile can look like once the work is done. This makes it so much easier for patients to understand what we can do for them to truly improve their appearance. This is a game changer. It used to be that I could visualize in my head what I could do to help my patients, but it was tough to describe it without getting an actual in-mouth mock-up. Now, in a few minutes, I can take a picture, use some AI magic, and show them exactly what they could look like with a redesigned smile. And then I can actually use that image to create the actual mock-up and eventually the crowns or veneers that we're going to use to make them look beautiful. We're actually running a special now for a complimentary cosmetic consultation where we'll take that photo and use AI to show you what you can look like with a redesigned smile.
Nice. Well, Dr. Learfield, you have to show me that when I get in there. I am going to call today so I can get my teeth whitened. I got to schedule that appointment. So I appreciate, you know, what you guys are doing there. I want to see it for myself if I could. And again, sure. Thank you, Dr. Learfield, for letting us know. Before I let you go, if you could let our listeners know exactly where you're located. I know where you are because you're very close to me, but where you're located and then the number they could call so they can make their own appointment.
Sure. We're located right off the Beltway, right off that intersection of 83 and 695. 2324 West Joppa Road, Suite 110. And the phone number you can reach us at is 410-321-1100.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Learfield. I'll be calling today, and hopefully others will, too. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. You take care. Have a great day.
Thanks.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The Rob Carson Show.
We have to drive the Democrat Party into the pits of hell. When November comes around, we have to regain massive amounts of both the House and the Senate, and then we need to start seeing arrests and convictions of people who have stolen from you and me, who have gone after the opposition, have censored our speech. 80 million of us are done with this nonsense, this destruction. We are not going to allow you to take our president from us.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Talk to our friend Dr. Learfield at the Smile Design Center. We were also talking about what's going on at Towson Town Center and White Marsh Mall, and it is heartbreaking because, you know, not even 10 years ago, both of those malls were doing just fine. And it's a big topic today because you had two teens that were arrested at White Marsh Mall over the weekend for robbing someone at gunpoint. And then at Towson Town Center, we were talking about the fact that there is now a 25% vacancy. And one of the store owners, by the way, she did do an interview. And she talked about the fact that she's leaving the Towson Town Center, but she's not leaving Columbia Mall. Okay, what she's doing is she's taking what she has there at Towson Town Center and she's combining it and just moving everything to Columbia Mall. Columbia Mall isn't as bad as Towson Town Center right now. And we've watched summer after summer as these juveniles would take over. And at that time, you had County Executive Johnny O, who did nothing about it. Now you've got Interim County Executive Kathy Clausmeyer, who doesn't do anything about it. And so now we continue to have these conversations. I've got Antoinette in Baltimore on the line. Hey, Antoinette, how are you?
How are you doing?
Doing well.
Kim, I love your show.
Thank you. Thank you.
We need the National Guards from Baltimore City to Baltimore County to break this mess up. We need the National Guards. I do not know why people do not understand that. Westmore and Brandon Scott, we need the National Guards. We need Trump to come in here and clean this mess up because it is a mess.
Yeah, Antoinette, we were speaking to Delgish Lega, Doug and Rocky earlier, and we were talking about the fact that there weren't any bills passed this session that will deal with juveniles. We actually made it easier for them to commit more crimes, but no longer charging them as adults. I mean, when you hear that, what was your initial reaction?
It's sad, because that means that they're watching the news. They're going to do what they want to do. We need the National Guards to come into this city and the counties to clean it up, and they need to be charged.
Yeah, Antoinette.
Along with the parents.
Oh, yeah. Well, I agree with you. I agree. Antoinette, thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have a great week.
And I hope you do the same.
Thank you. And so here's somebody in Baltimore that wants to see the National Guard. Ernest is in Baltimore, and he wants to see the National Guard. You know, Mayor Brandon Scott, how many people do you have that you can have call in or call you up and say, no, we absolutely don't want the National Guard? Is it going to be the people living in these areas? The people that are dealing with this and seeing it every single day? I don't think it will be. I think you've got to listen to the people at this point. Same thing with Kathy doesn't want to wear claws mayor. You're going to have to listen to the people. And to all those that right now running for Baltimore County Executive. Think about this, Izzy Patoka, Julian Jones, Pat Young. Think about this. You're so concerned with illegal immigrants. You've got people that have had enough of what's currently going on here. And we haven't even touched the illegal immigrant conversation as of yet. I've got Tom at Owings Mills. Hey, Tom.
Yeah, the problem here is that in our system of federalism, despite the importance of being earnest, it takes a county executive or a mayor or a governor to have the National Guard come in. As we found out, the Key Bridge is not being rebuilt by the engineers because no one will call them in. And it took Mayor Bowser to contact Trump and say, I want the National Guard to come in. Now, if Klausmeier could be found away from her running shoes, imagine what would happen to her chances if she asked for the National Guard. The steely eyes of Governor Wes Moore would be suddenly trained on her, and she'd never be heard of again. So that's the problem. You have to get an official, or you have to have an insurrection that has reached proportions that it is a full-blown, open insurrection, as we may have soon in California, where you can arrest the governor because the governor is the moving body behind the insurrection. We don't have that yet.
Yeah, no, Tom, you're so right. Thank you, Tom, so much for calling in. I appreciate you. We don't have any leadership that's willing to step up to the plate. We get back, we'll continue this conversation. And if you want to weigh in, again, 11 years since the death of Freddie Gray and the 2015 riots, you can weigh in on that as well.
That's RN News. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Things are heating up again between the U.S. and Iran ahead of another round of talks this week scheduled in Pakistan. There are doubts the talks will actually take place, though, especially given the U.S. seizure of an Iranian cargo ship that the U.S. says was trying to breach the blockade of Iran's ports. Another suspected drug-running boat has been blown to bits by the U.S. military in the Caribbean Sea. This time, three people were killed. Powerful storms have delivered a heavy blow to the nation's midsection in recent days. Flooding rains, damaging hail, and fierce winds, even some tornadoes, reported. Damage assessment going on in northern Japan following a powerful earthquake that struck off the coast. On Wall Street, the Dow down 24 points, while the NASDAQ is off 102 points, the S&P down 13. More details, srnnews.com.
This is Pastor David Lewis for today's Moment of Truth. It's tragic to watch a dramatic decline of our society and culture, but as Christians and Jews, we know that this is a result of sin in our world. Pornography, divorce, substance abuse, abortion, homosexuality, and transgenderism prove day in and day out that we are a nation in spiritual crisis. Our nation has been blessed by God. Free freedom, prosperity, and achievement have marked our history because our founding fathers based our country's government and cultural foundation upon the truths found in God's word. They sought God's wisdom and his blessings. No human judge can redefine morality, but that's exactly what the American judiciary wants to do. And sinful hearts will continue to make these sinful actions possible. The real battle is God and the Bible versus Satan and the secular humanists. Good versus evil. It's been going on since the Garden of Eden. Imagine two manifestations of good and evil seeking control of your body, soul, and spirit. Which one will win? The one that you feed. This is Pastor David Lewis at the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The good, the bad, and the ugly all rolled up into one yesterday in Cleveland. The good, Burns fighting back from an early 5-0 deficit.
Ward belts one to deep left field toward the wall and gone for Taylor Ward's first home run as an Oriole.
And it's a Weaver, too, folks.
As in an Earl Weaver special, Kevin Brown and Big Ben McDonald had the call on Masson. Ward's blast, his first of the season, trimmed it to 5-3 in the fifth. The bad happened in the bottom of the inning. Birds now trailing 5-4.
Drill, deep left. If it's fair, it's gone. She is out of here.
Matt Underwood had the call on Guardians TV. Ramirez, second of the day off Trevor Rogers, made it 6-4 Cleveland. And the ugly, the birds in the field.
And Brito drives one to deep center field. Alexander got turned around. It's over his head. It short hops the wall. Fry's going to score. Steven might catch him. Two runs are in. It's a two-run double for Juan Brito.
Center field going to be a problem the O's need to solve. 8-4 the final yesterday. Birds dropped 3-4 to the Guardians. Have now lost 5 of their last 6. After the game, an honest Taylor Ward saying the Birds need to clean stuff up.
We all need to, I guess, look in the mirror and, really examine what we did out there, what we did in this series, what we did last series, and, just try to make adjustments.
Ravens news, the team now just 4 days away from making the 14th selection in the 2026 NFL Draft. It'll be the first draft that head coach Jesse Minter will be a part of, and he was asked what his role will be on draft night.
On draft night, man, it's let this guy do his job, and be there to support and be there to talk through things and think through things, be a sounding board, but let the guy do the great job that he does, and I know that we're going to end up with a bunch of great players.
Talking about Eric DaCosta, of course, and coming up in 30 minutes, the Ravens GM talks about the reality of the NFL draft. And that is Stunt on Sports.
Grandma's coming! Grandma's
I know. Ugh. What am I going to do with this house? I don't have the energy this year to listen to her critique my cleaning and how this place looks.
Call MadePro! Call MadePro! Call MadePro!
I know. I'll call MadePro. Their 49-point checklist will keep your grandmother quiet and get this place back in shape and up to her standards.
Can we have candy, please?
Oh, God.
Call MadePro 410-529-5960 or MadePro.com because grandma's standards aren't standard.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers, starting off chilly for your Monday morning with temperatures in the 30s. As we head toward the afternoon, temps don't do much. They're going to stay mainly in the 50s under mostly cloudy skies. Starting off with a freeze warning on Tuesday morning, but then temperatures climb a little bit and will be even warmer by the time we get to Wednesday and Thursday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-583-5795. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-583-5795. That's 800-583-5795.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it?
I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
There's a new kind of energy at Starbucks. Try the all-new energy refreshers. Strawberry, acai, mango, dragon fruit, or the all-new mango strawberry. New energy refreshers only at Starbucks.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, from Oriole Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This portion of the Kim Klasick Show is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman, representing injury victims for over 30 years, on the web at maflaw.com.
All right, the conversation currently is about Towson Town Center and White Marsh Mall. Right now, you've got two malls that are failing, and they could end up being very empty soon, similar to Security Mall and all these other malls in which you've got Democrats now proposing, oh, let's put more housing, let's put more this and that in there, you know, and it's the same old, same old. So if you want to weigh in on this, you can. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I'm going to go to the phone lines here first, and I'm going to get back to the text line here, because lots of you are weighing in on the text line, and I do appreciate you. I do have Bill in Parkville that is on hold here. Hey, Bill, how are you?
Hey, how are you, supporting? Just a real quick note. I went to Bangkok in Thailand, and the malls there are incredible. Five stories, eateries throughout the malls, no crime. It's just a totally different world where they take crime seriously and they punish it harshly. Why aren't we doing that here?
Yeah, Bill, that's why I'm not really buying this talking point that, you know, times have changed and we don't have, you know, people that want to go to the mall. Because like I mentioned, you've got King of Prussia right there in Pennsylvania. That mall's thriving. Tyson's Quarter is thriving. And it's because they don't allow the criminal element. I think you're right. I think we're in a situation where they just allow criminals to take over.
Absolutely, and even their immigration policy is a hell of a lot better than ours is. You have to do a digital arrival card when you come into the country and tell them when you're leaving.
Yep. So much different. So much better. Thank you so much, Bill, for sharing that, because I don't think people realize that. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And see, there you go. And then that's another thing people, you know, talk about sometimes, is the fact that you've got other countries, they would never allow what we allow here in the U.S. in regards to illegal immigrants. They would never allow it. Never in a million years. And then here you've got people, and I don't know, I guess because I just can't get with the mindset. You know, it's like, oh, we want to be so welcoming. We want to be this. We want to be that. You know, meanwhile, they're not moving on the same block as like a Mayor Brandon Scott. Do you think any of those individuals live near Kathy Doesn't Want to Work Clausmeyer? Do you think any of those individuals that, you know, Johnny Olszewski was fighting for, do you think any of them live over there at Miller's Island? No! They're fine with it in your neighborhood, not even in their own neighborhood. Got some text messages here, then I'll go back to the phone lines. I've got Firefighter John, our friend. Thanks again for your service. He says, in addition, Kim, everybody tiptoes around the truth out of fear of being politically incorrect. It's not all, but the vast majority are black teens from the inner city creating the chaos. Unfortunately, if you call that out, you are labeled a racist. Yeah, John, it is. It's a shame. That's why I try to say it as much as I can, because what are they going to say to me? What are you going to say? Say it to my face. Let's see, I got another John here. He says, Kim, are there really stray cats chewing needles in East Baltimore? Oh, my goodness. Yeah, John. So, you know, where Ernest is in East Baltimore, I think he kind of led on to it during one of his first calls when he first started calling in. And I like his phone calls. He's, you know, very passionate, very fired up, just as we are. In the area that he's in, I think that's definitely a possibility. I think that's definitely a possibility. I would say if you're going down, you know, anything past Greenmount going east, I think is probably quite the mess on North Avenue. And there are some areas where you're just kind of like, wow, I can't believe where I am right now. And unfortunately, you know, for those that have purchased homes in that area, or maybe there was a home that was handed down in the family, a lot of those individuals, they're there, you know, because that's where they are. And it was, once upon a time, a nice neighborhood. And that's why we're talking about the fact that we just passed 11 years here with the Freddie Gray riots. I mean, what has come out of that? A lot of federal tax dollars went in to Baltimore City at the time, but Baltimore City residents, they didn't gain anything. If anything, over there by that CVS, that whole corridor there where you saw a lot of the fires and the looting, it's gotten worse. The drug problem over there is disgusting. And I told you guys, I went there not too long ago with Kenny Ebron. And we were walking in, we walked into CVS, we were asking a woman that worked there. Of course, everything is locked up. You can't even get a bag of Skittles, right? You can't even get a bag of Skittles. Everything is locked up. And she's like, yeah, I just got moved over to the store. I said, you know, first of all, my condolences. And she's like, I just got moved over here and I, you know, it's bad. She goes, but she, you can tell her main focus was the fact that when she comes to work, she's got to walk past those that are, you know, basically sharing needles right there on the street. Those that are just sitting out there sharing and you know, those that are selling the needles. Like, she's got to walk through all that just to come in the front door of her job. And it's like, you know, and then you've got Mayor Brandon Scott and, you know, all these Safe Streets people. And, you know, remember we had all those overdoses right there in that corridor. And they're like, oh, we're going to have a response team. And the response team comes out and they're like, well, we just want to make sure they're using safely. What? Nobody should be dealing with this. If the woman at CVS doesn't want to walk by it, think about all the kids that are walking to school. And then, on top of it, you got all this stuff going on, and then people are acting as though the kids and juveniles that grow up in that area, around that environment, are going to somehow miraculously be, you know, astronauts or anything great. They're not. They are not. There'll be a very small percentage that go on to do something that makes them successful in life. Everyone else is going to be a victim of their environment. And instead of changing the environment, instead of, you know, bettering the school system, you've got Democrats like Mayor Brandon Scott that will say, oh, well, you know, the SATs are too hard, right? Isn't that what Bill Ferguson said? It's just racist, I tell you. You know what? Speaking of which, look what we got on the phone lines right now. I've got Tariq in Ellicott City. Hey, Tariq, how are you?
Hi, good morning. I have quite a bit to say about this.
Well, go ahead. You've got all the time right now.
The worst cities in the United States is Detroit, Michigan. The education is horrible. The reality on the streets is horrible. Obviously, property value is horrible. Any aspect of in Detroit, Michigan, it all. So I made up a word, which I think you will find helpful. And that word is Detroitification. That is a set of behaviors which, when exhibited, create an erosion of the quality of life. Baltimore right now is going through Detroitification. How is that? The schools are lousy. Street crime is lousy. Politicians are... Any aspect that you look at, you've got major problems. These kids who are running crazy at the different malls that you have been discussing, you know what? Within 10 or 15 years, perhaps even less time than that, they're going to be having children. And what kind of a providing for their children? Since you came on the station, you're raising your daughter, obviously, in a God-fearing home, a home that teaches right from, that corrects a child when the child does not behave appropriately. These kids running crazy in the malls, are they providing a home structure like that? No. Well, how do I know? Do I have a crystal ball? Well, no, I don't have a crystal ball. But I do have life experience, and I do have a level of intelligence, and I can tell you that these kids running crazy are going to be absolutely horrible parents.
Yeah.
What is going to be the result of their parenting? Detroitification. We're going to have another Detroit. Detroit, Maryland. Baltimore used to be a lovely place. I've been here for decades. I was raised in New Jersey, and I came here But sometimes the quality of life generated by people who don't do their jobs is a tremendous disincentive to stay. And that's the problem. People make choices. The good Lord gives us the opportunity to make choices. Those kids running crazy, they made a choice to run crazy. The parents who raised them, who created them, made a choice to allow them to exist out super. My kids weren't running in the street crazy, bringing down property values, destroying society, life, and a nation called the mall. My kids weren't doing that.
Yeah, Tariq, unfortunately, your phone is cutting it down there. No, I agree with you 100%. And Tariq's making a great point there. The kids that are running around today, I had this conversation with my mother. I said, could you imagine what teachers are going to be like, you know, 20 years from now? Teachers. Where are we pulling teachers from? Where are we pulling them from? No, but just think about it. As Tariq has pointed out, the kids running across the malls, of course, they're not going to be the ones that are teachers, but there's so many of them, right? Much more than what you saw generations ago. Those kids running around, they're going to be in a classroom with the very small percentage of kids that ended up being successful and doing something with their lives. They're going to be teachers. And you know, what do you think this is going to look like? What's this going to look like? How many of those kids even want to be teachers? You're growing up in this environment. You don't think they know that some of the kids in the classroom have a gun on them or have a knife on them and they're in some gang activity? They see all of it. They're thinking right now, I just hope that I make it out of here alive. And they will turn and not come back. And the largest demographic right now that's leaving the Baltimore region, you've got the middle class black families. They're rolling out. They said, even I've had enough. What are they going to look back before they called it what? White flight? What are they going to look back and call this? What are you going to call it? Black middle class flight? I mean, what do you call it? Do you blame these people for leaving? I don't. Let's see. We got Steve in Essex. Hey, Steve, you wanted to weigh in?
Yeah, good morning. How are you doing, darling?
Good morning. Good.
Okay. I'm not a doctor. I'm a carpenter, but I understand why you have high blood pressure. Keep the faith, darling. Keep the faith. In Maryland for all my life, 67 years. I worked at each and every mall that's having issues right now, from East Point Mall, Golden Ring Mall, White Marsh Mall, Arundel Mills Mall, Hunt Valley Mall. As a carpenter, I worked in all these places, and it was like grandeur when we opened these things up, and everybody came, and then they moved Section 8 out into the county, and the bus routes came out in the county. Golden Ring Mall is now a Home Depot. I think you take your daughter over there to the Five Below.
Yep.
You know, it's all falling apart. And it's this government we have that let's not do more, less more, and the clown in the city. It's just going crazy. And one other thing is the Freddie Gray thing 11 years ago. I was in Florida on vacation with my wife, and when we got back, because I work out of town a lot, Freddie Gray thing was going on. They were up at East Point Mall having issues. I took her down to the local gun shop that I've been in all my life. She didn't like guns. And I got her a shotgun, and I would wake her up in the middle of the night, teach her how to use it, you know, how to load it, how to get ready, what you're looking for. And now she has her own carry license, and so do I. And we're just not going to bow down to it. But being in Maryland, 3 weeks ago, I was down in the Caribbean looking for a house.
Oh, I don't blame you. I don't blame you, Steve. I mean, it is. And things have changed, and they've changed drastically so quickly. And
I love my town.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
I love Middle River, but I don't know how long can people stay. I don't know. Steve, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you.
All right, thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You too. I got a text here from Sean. He says that UMS hospital outside inside smells like marijuana. There's an overwhelming odor. He says there's four employees smoking right outside of the hospital right now at the entrance. Yeah, Sean, and you know what? Maybe we should warn people. I guess it's 4:20. Isn't this the day, Brian, the producer, as if you would know? Today's the day, right, that they're all smoking marijuana. That's another thing. another thing, right? We even had people on the show. They were, I was like, look, try to explain to us. Why is this a great idea to make it legal? Why should we legalize it? And then we look at the bill, and police officers were like, okay, well, they're not only making it legal, they're making our jobs harder with it on top of it. So it's just like, no matter what it is, for some reason, they just can't seem to get it together. And you know, it's the agenda. It's what people want. If we're looking at the national level, the Democrat Party isn't doing well. I mean, you can look at the Republican Party and say, oh, we don't like the attack in Iran. We don't like Trump. You know, people are saying that. But guess what? The other party is failing so bad, it doesn't even matter. We're still on top. The Republican Party on the national level is still on top, but it's not even close. All right, we get back. We'll continue this conversation. I wanted to recommend to you AES Builders and Home Improvement because they truly care about the people they serve. From the very first conversation to the final walkthrough, Sean and Steven, the owners, now being almost 2 years, have majestically continued Shauna's dad, Tim Munson's, love and passion for helping to create your needs and your dreams. Their craftsmanship, attention to detail, and commitment to doing it right is why families have trusted AES since 1989, and that's why I do too. I was actually just there last week. I just want to let you know their AES motto is still the same. When they're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, they're not done. Call AES Builders at 410-574-4400, or you can visit them online at aeshome.us.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Winstead. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hey, thanks, Kim. It's attorney Rod Winstead. You know, I've been advertising with you for some time now, but I want your listeners to know that I can help them with many different legal matters. I advertise here because I want to help your listeners with affordable legal representation. Again, when you call me, you get me.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL. Today to schedule a free consultation.
Help keep our community safe and healthy during National Prescription Drug Take Back Day, April 25th. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeback.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent drug misuse before it starts.
Previously on Casey and Company.
I don't think name calling and going after people negatively is going to work. I would present your ideas on how to make Maryland more affordable, safer. I think this is where Republicans really, this is where they hit the self-destruct button in this state. We saw it last time with Hogan, right? But we'll see.
Start your morning with Maryland's Wake Up Call. Casey and Company, weekday mornings at 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCVM. Stay connected and informed with the latest news at the top of every hour. Then talk about it.
Wouldn't you like a little excitement for a change?
On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com.
All right. We're talking about the crime, the violence. We were also talking about how we just passed the anniversary there, 11 years. Since the death of Freddie Gray and those riots in 2015, David and Hal from Halthorpe in the text line, he says, Kim, you asked what the people in West Baltimore got from the Freddie Gray incident. They got a nice mural of a known drug dealer. That's what they got. Yeah, David, you know, it's funny, but not, because millions upon millions of dollars, Obama sent millions of dollars to the late Elijah Cummings because of the 2015 riots. And what did they get? The mural, bus lanes, bike lanes. Ugh, terrible. Terrible deal. I got Brian in Middle River. Brian, we were talking about the malls and how dangerous it has become. You wanted to weigh in?
Hey, Kim. Yeah, I was having this very conversation with a group of people this weekend about malls closing up, and most of them were making the point that it's because of a financial reason, and, you know, with Amazon and the online shipping, or shopping, excuse me. And to a degree, I do agree with that. A lot of the rents have gone up. As somebody who just renegotiated a commercial lease, I can tell you that the rents are crazy. So that has something to do with it. But when I was growing up in the 80s and even into my 20s and 30s when my wife and I were having children, the mall was as much a social experience as it was a shopping experience. You know, we had when I was a teenager, we had meetups, but we knew how to interact with each other, right? We had meetups at the arcade, and we had fun, and we knew that if we misbehaved, there was a father at home that we were going to have to deal with and was going to deal with us.
Now, no, you're right, Brian, and that is a big difference. No, you're right. I was going to say, that is a big difference. Socializing has changed also, like you said, and social media, I think, is also to blame for it, just a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, when we had kids, it was a social experience for them, too. We would take them to Marley Station so they could play in the ball pit and the playground and have little play dates and things like that. And I think a lot of that has gone away with people just not knowing how to interact with each other face-to-face.
Yeah, you know what? I'm sure there's some truth to that, Brian. Thank you so much for calling in. That's a great point. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Kim.
Thank you. I got another text here from Hollis. He says, Kim, good morning. I have a concealed carry permit and I do carry. I'm not going to Towson Town Center Mall as not to put myself in a position as a 67-year-old man that I might get targeted. I never want to put myself knowingly in a position to use it. Again, that comes in from Hollis. Hollis, look, I agree with you 100%. Why would you put yourself in that position? I've got Reggie in Macon, Georgia. Reggie, I got about a minute here. Do you want to weigh in?
Yeah, Kim, I'm from Baltimore. I live there. I'm 50 years old now. It is terrible. I was just up there last weekend. Don't miss it. Miss my peoples. I love the city, but it's terrible. You might got to look at that Mississippi law they just passed. They took from... like how Baltimore now, you got to go straight to juvenile. So they switched it. They went from juvenile, now you go charge straight as adult, you can charge with a handgun.
So Mississippi's getting it right, and of course we're getting it wrong. Reggie, let me ask you, you said you used to live here. You know, people that are still here, that you know, your peoples, did they feel like it's gotten any safer?
Nope. Wow. They just can't get out. Fortunately, I had enough to get out. My son doing great in school down here. Up there, they was trying to say he was slow. Down here, he's on a roll. He won a scholarship. Everything. It's crazy.
Wow. Reggie, thank you so much for weighing in, and I'm happy that you were able to get yourself and your kid out of here, and now he's living a great life. Reggie, thank you
I
so much.
I see you all the time, Kim.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you, Reggie. Thank you. Man, see, look at that, a story of success that he had to leave Baltimore to achieve. When we come back, we'll continue this conversation. Also, there's a lot of updates that I do want to get to out of Iran, of course, out of Capitol Hill. Stay right there.
Turf Valley Resort is your perfect destination for conferences, executive meetings, and corporate retreats, offering a variety of event spaces, 172 hotel rooms and suites, 2 championship golf courses, full-service restaurant, and spa. Work with our experienced team of catering and event planners to meet all of your needs. Visit turfvalley.com or call 410-465-1500. Turf Valley is centrally located in the Baltimore-Washington corridor as Maryland's premier event venue.
Trying to make sense of the markets? Looking to diversify out of all the craziness? Thinking about tangible assets like precious metals? Listen to The Gold Show with Alan Johnson right here on WCBM 3 p.m. Sunday afternoons. Stay up to date on retirement trends, how the IRA rollover process works, and why investors are turning to physical gold. Alan is a national talk show host with decades of experience in the markets. Tune in for Alan's insights and The Gold Show this Sunday at 3 p.m. on WCBM. CBM.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. Things are heating up again between the U.S. and Iran.
President Trump announced that U.S. negotiators would head to Pakistan on Monday for another round of talks with Iran. But then the U.S. seized an Iranian-flagged cargo ship trying to get around a naval blockade. Iran denounced the seizure, and the incident threw into question plans for more talks. A 2-week ceasefire is set to expire Wednesday.
White House correspondent Craig Clugston. Another suspected drug running boat and blown to bits by the U.S. military in the Caribbean Sea. A refund mechanism for businesses that paid tariffs were struck down by the Supreme Court. goes online today.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection says importers and their brokers were able to begin claiming refunds online beginning at 8 a.m. It's the first step in a complicated process that also might eventually lead to refunds for consumers who were billed for some or all of the tariffs on products shipped to them from outside the United States. In a 6-3 decision, the Supreme Court ruled in late February that President Donald Trump usurped congressional taxation authority when he set double-digit import tax rates on products from almost every other country. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Strong storms have dealt a heavy blow to the nation's midsection in recent days, flooding rains, damaging hail, and fierce winds.
As you go from the winter season into spring and summer there, there's that transition season. Or, you know, with the weather's transitioning there, where you're going from the predominantly colder air to the predominantly warmer air, and we tend to get more intense storm systems this time of year.
Yeah, that's David Cousins at the National Weather Service. On Wall Street this morning, stocks so far have been bouncing between small gains and losses. Right now, the Dow is down. It's off about 118 points. NASDAQ, 173 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives, and MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30-plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 844-94-BIBLE. That's 844-94-BIBLE. 844-94-BIBLE.
Good morning. It's 1103. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The Maryland Department of Health has confirmed a case of measles in a Baltimore area resident who recently traveled internationally. People in several locations may have been exposed to the virus. One exposure area was BWI Marshall Airport's Customs Inspection Station in the International Terminal Arrivals area, and the lower level international bag claim on April 12th between 7:50 and 10:30 p.m. Another exposure area was Smith Avenue Fast Med Urgent Care on April 14th from 5 p.m. until 8 p.m. and again on April 17th from noon until 3:30. Anyone at the Sinai Hospital ER waiting area and Pediatric Emergency Department from 3:30 until 7:10 p.m. on April 17th may have been exposed. Westminster Police are investigating an apparent domestic-related murder-suicide. Officers responded to a home in the 300 block of Main Street at around 8:30 Sunday morning, but attempts to contact the residents were unsuccessful. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
Hi, bird lovers. It's the moment you've all been waiting for. Our bird food sale at Wild Birds Unlimited in Timonium and Columbia. I'm Mary Lynn.
And I'm Brian, and that's right. All of the food your birds love. Tea, peanut, suet, cylinders, bark butter, mealworm, and more are on sale now. Drop by and see us at Wild Birds Unlimited Timonium, and now Columbia, or shop online at mywbu.com and save while you feed the birds.
There's no better time than now to install access control and security cameras. Crestlock.com has a state-of-the-art showroom and mobile showroom with working access control and camera systems with AI. Crestlock.com requires all employees to have the Maryland Security Technician License, which requires a background check by the state police. So give Crestlock.com a call at 410-256-7800, 256-7800, to handle all your security and locksmith needs. Visit our state-of-the-art showroom at Crestlock.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. The Orioles ace gets rocked.
Jose Ramirez blasts one to the bleachers, and it's 2-0 Guardians.
And that was just the beginning. Matt Underwood had the call on Guardians TV, the first of two for Ramirez, both off Trevor Rogers, as the left-hander suffers his worst defeat of the season, 8-4 the final yesterday in Cleveland. The inning before Ramirez homer, Rogers gave up a run, on an infield error when he failed to cover the bag in time. And manager Albernez said that was the key to Rogers' subpar performance.
The play at first base. I think not securing the first out and not touching first base. Just playing catch up after that. Cascading effect of throwing more pitches that inning.
Rogers allowing 6 runs in 5 innings. His ERA up to 4.08. Guardians take 3 of 4 over the weekend. Meanwhile, in Owings Mills, as the Ravens prepare for the NFL draft, GM Eric DaCosta says no matter what they do, it's a catch-22.
I want to be strong everywhere, right? And I think you can have the best offensive line and defensive line in the league, and if you can't cover, if you can't catch the ball or make plays, explosive plays, you're going to get beat, and everyone's going to be saying, oh, they got to fix the receivers, and they need more DBs, and so.
Ravens have the number 14 pick on Thursday night. Coming up in 30 minutes, honest commentary from Orioles outfielder Taylor Ward. And that is Stein on Sports.
You may have thousands of dollars sitting around your home that you don't realize. The American Bullion Center will buy all of your unwanted jewelry, silverware, and coins. Talk to me, Rick Davis, the owner. I'm available Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So let me help you turn your unwanted valuables into the cash that you can use and deserve today. Visit me at the American Bullion Center, 2334 York Road in Timonium, or call 410-825-2334. License 2528.
WCBM News Time 11:07. Here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Look for cool and breezy conditions for your Monday afternoon. Mix of clouds and sun and highs only in the low to mid 50s. We'll start off on Tuesday with freeze warnings, but warming up for the afternoon back to about 60 and then warmer numbers later this week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
50 degrees in Bel Air, 54 in Edgemere, and 52 in Ellicott City. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasic Live starts now. Woo! On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Monday. Scott Westminster said, Kim, keep up the passion, keep up the fight, keep ranting. Love the energy. Scott, thank you so much. You know, I am fired up this morning, and we really have only been talking about one thing and one thing only. Yeah, if you're just joining us, I got to ask you, where the heck have you been? Because you haven't been in this conversation, that's for sure. We did talk to Doug at Casablanca, Doug and Ryan at Rocky earlier, but we were also talking about the Towson Town Center. They're now got 25% vacancy there. Many stores have left. At White Marsh Mall, you had two teens that were arrested for armed robbery. And things aren't getting any better. And when we look at our legislators, we look at the last session here, now that it's over, we find out that we didn't really put anything on the books to make sure that we could hold any of these juveniles or any of these criminals accountable for any of the crime in which they do. Now, before the break, we were speaking to Reggie. Thank you, Reggie, for listening to the show out of Macon, Georgia. And Reggie, you know, he commented how he grew up here in Baltimore. And now his son is going to go off to be a very successful man because his father made the choice to move them down to Macon, Georgia. And he was able, financially able, to do so. Again, Reggie, thank you for listening and congratulations to you and your family. However, it should not take that. It shouldn't take having to move. Reggie here, obviously a taxpayer, doing the right thing as a law-abiding citizen and wanting to make a good life for his child and being a present father, making sure his child does the right thing. We've got many people in Baltimore just like Reggie. And some of them might not be able to financially leave. Some of them might be in a situation where, like myself, right? You could be in a situation where you do have a broken family, but everybody's still very much involved, but you don't leave because you want to keep that family somewhat together. You shouldn't have to move to make sure your child gets a decent education. You shouldn't have to move to get away from the crime and violence. Our elected officials should be moving the crime and violence away from their constituents, their law-abiding citizens that pay their salaries. But that's not what's happening. Now, Reggie also let us in on a little secret there that in Mississippi, apparently, they did just the opposite. With their juveniles. They're now automatically charging them as adults. We're charging our juveniles as just juveniles because according to Vincent Schiraldi and friends, right, Westmore's bestie, according to them, you know, these juveniles, they don't really have the brain to help them make choices in life until they're 25 years old. But then on the other side of that, they tell us that kids have enough of the brain capacity to figure out whether or not they were born in the wrong body and have the wrong gender currently, right? They tell us that they can decide that at 8. Just make it make sense. Oh, it doesn't, right? It doesn't. This is not, it's not a laughing matter. And I guess I laugh because I got to keep the blood pressure down. But go to the phone lines. We'll wrap up this conversation because we do have a lot to get to today. And then I will read some of your text messages. But we'll get into some of these other topics. I got my friend Raymond in Rosedale. Raymond. You've been listening in. And I know you probably have a lot to add to this conversation.
Well, I keep seeing Wes Moore-Simon in my brain and the Democrats, IEGAF. And they've proven it to us time and time again that they give her, you know what?
Yeah.
And it's about time instead of voting with their feet, voting with their vote, and vote them all out because they don't. And they love, the Democrats love to take that money from George Soros.
Yeah.
That's what I call him.
Well, Ray, but your phone's cutting in and out there. I can barely hear you.
They want to take that money from your soil, and that's what they want. And they could care less about the citizens pay their taxes and pay their jobs.
Yeah, yeah.
So they everyone.
No, Raymond, you're right. And you know what's interesting, Raymond? Over the weekend, Governor Wes Moore on his social media accounts, he posted a video with him sitting at a desk with a bunch of students. He was asking them questions. They couldn't really even answer him at all, which was really, you know, eye-opening if you're a parent watching that video. But on top of it, they continue to blame President Trump for the problems we have here in the state. And Raymond, I look at our issues, and yes, gas is high right now, which I could say Trump, you know, this whole thing with Iran, sure. But everything else happens to do with, you know, what the decisions they make on the local level.
That's right. And I was talking to some folks about that the other day. And I said, you know, Trump didn't cause a deficit in the state. It wasn't even President of the United States when it started to happen.
Right.
Trump didn't close down the plants that produce our energy. He didn't do any of that. He didn't resolve these fees that are causing us problems with the taxes. And he did force companies, the computer companies that are building computers, technology for us out of the state because of the 3% tax. All that is with more.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The Democrats. And everybody saying, yo, it's Trump. How could it be Trump?
Raymond, your phone is going definitely in and out, and I appreciate you. We got most of your comments there. Thank you so much. We'll have to catch up with you again next week. But, you know, here you've got Raymond in Rosedale, who's trying to educate people on this. And of course, he gets a lot of pushback, just like we do here. And everybody's like, Trump. Trump is the problem. Trump is not the problem in this situation. If you're living in Maryland, your problem is the local legislators there in your local jurisdiction, whether it's the county executive, whether it's on a county council, or whether it's you've got the legislators there in the state. Those are the problems. Now, you have some that are great, right? Hartford County Executive, he was with us last week. Bob Castley, or the week before that. He's a great county executive, right? We had Allison Healy. She was in studio with us. Hartford County State's Attorney. We've had Ivan Bates on the show. He's a great state's attorney. There are some people getting it done. But there is a vast majority of legislators that are putting us in a terrible position. Last call on this topic, Steve in Linthicum. Hey, Steve, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing well.
Hey, I just got a quick story I want to tell you about the Freddie Gray incident.
Six
months before the Freddie Gray incident happened, I was in Afghanistan. I served in the National Guard. I'm retired from there. So 6 months before, I was in Afghanistan. I was at Bagram Air Force Base, and I was fortunate. I didn't have to leave the base. I was issued a weapon, and I only had to carry 60 rounds of ammo while I was there. But we did get attacked, but fortunately, you know, everything worked out. Anyway, cut 6 months earlier, the day before my wedding anniversary, I got activated for the Pretty Great Ride. And we went into the base, got issued our weapons and things like that. But here's the irony of the story. Like I said, in Afghanistan, I had 60 rounds of ammo. Baltimore City, I get activated. They issued me 120 rounds of ammo. Because I guess they thought Baltimore was more dangerous than Afghanistan.
Wow. Wow. Steve, I believe it. Oh, my goodness.
It's true.
Oh, wow. Steve, thank you.
We laugh about it. Although, comrades, we laugh about it quite often.
I bet you do. Thank you so much for calling in. Look, I'm not going to forget about it either. Steve, thank you. And thank you for serving your country. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Look at that. I mean, look, I believe it. Baltimore is a mess. You know, and we've talked about this, even with those illegal immigrants coming into our country, and they're, like, fleeing from these dangerous countries. And then you look at the murder rate, and you're like, well, dude, you're fleeing from a country where the murder rate is better than Baltimore City. You know, and that's why a lot of them, you know, you've got Mayor Scott and Council President Zeke Cohen. Oh, we want to be so welcoming. I don't even know if they want to come here. It's worse here than in Guatemala. You have a better life and a better chance of success in El Salvador than you do in Baltimore City. Now, I did get a little headline that came through as a notification. It says they changed the Baltimore City School Superintendent. Looks like we'll get into that tomorrow. Here are some text messages, and then we'll head on to the next topic here. James says, elderly people used to go to the mall to get exercise and meet up with friends and shop. You don't see that anymore because they're afraid of being a victim. James, great point. Great point. You're so correct on that. You would see a lot of elderly people walking through the mall, getting their steps in. They don't do that anymore. It's dangerous. Missy, she's asking me a question here. She says, did you hear that Mountain Branch Golf Course might be sold for a data center? Is this true? Missy, I have not heard that. I hope not. Their lamb chops are delicious. You know what? But I will ask. I will ask. I hope not. Let's see, Gino at Forest Hill, he said, boot camp's so intense, no one will want to be sentenced to one, and certainly wouldn't want to be sent there a second time. Paid for by the parents, foster parents, grandparents, and or guardians, not taxpayer money. Yeah, Gino, that would be great. That would be great. You know what I would love? If there was ever some government assistance, why not have it go to some of those boot camp-style schools? I mean, this whole thing, we've got generations of people with the Section 8 housing vouchers, generations of people on food stamps. You ask Governor Westmoreland friends about, you know, the food stamps, the SNAP program. Oh, well, we can't really get you those numbers. Then we find out with the audits, you've got all this money going to waste, right? We need our own DOGE. Governor Westmore actually agreed to that. Then he hires a consulting firm out of Boston. Who knows what the hell they're doing up there? The whole thing is a mess. The whole thing. That's why, you know what? If Governor Westmore wins again in November, we truly have failed as people. We truly have failed. We've got options on the right side of the aisle. We've got options. It's a shame that the Maryland Democrats didn't come up with options for Democrats and that they went, you know, all in with Westmore. Westmore is a disaster. On top of it, he can't even keep his life story straight, let alone keeping our lives straight as the executive in chief. I mean, this guy, we don't even know where did he grow up? Where was he born? What the heck is going on? You know what? There was also a document, and I'll wait to see if a story drops over it. But there was a couple of documents where there's discrepancies now with his birth date. Did you guys see that? Governor Westmore's birth date. Look, this guy, he's a walking pathological liar. And I know I saw Pastor P.M. Smith kind of put it best. This guy is, he's bad news. He is bad news. And you know what? As Marylanders, this is our chance to cut him off right here at the path. He thinks he's going to the Oval Office. We can't afford to have anybody like that in the Oval Office. Also, Scott in a text line says, my wife and I were at Whitewash Mall a few weeks ago, and there was a group of kids walking inside the mall smoking a joint. Ridiculous. The blue line is ruining the counties. Yeah, Scott. Smoking, it's almost like they don't even care about the smoking anymore. Not even a little bit. And it's like, I don't know if it's because, you know, they believe, okay, well, it's already now legal on the state level. You know, what can we really do about it? Or if it's just like, you know what, we've got so many other issues. You know, why even do much about it? You know what I mean? You know, and like for them, it's probably the least of their worries for them. It could be. It really is a shame. It really is a shame. But, you know, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? All right. We'll talk more about this. We're going to wrap it up just a little bit. But right now, I do want to go to the phone lines here. And I want to make sure that we welcome on my friend with the Platinum Law Group. We've got the Ouch Guy. The Ouch Guy, of course, always giving us the skinny on what's going on. Of course, I did love seeing him at the Orioles game as well. Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good, Kim. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing really well. You know what? Of course, we've got some questions to ask you, and I apologize. I don't have it in front of me right now, but I know you've always got some great information to share with me. If you could just let us know what is going on and what should we know about as we're looking for assistance in some of these traumatic situations.
Sure. So actually, I wanted to talk about something that's not really probably not relevant to most of your listeners, but it's a story that broke last week, and I don't know if it came up on your show at all, but there were these two pilots that were meowing over the air, and the FAA is now looking into it, right? Because they were literally going meow, meow to each other over the air, and the FAA is like, hey, guys, stay professional. You guys are pilots. Like, what are you doing, right? And so so my take on that is that I think it's hilarious. Obviously, I love a good time. I love having a good time and being, you know, a little bit kooky. But at the same time, you got to stay professional. You know what I mean? And so I think it's a good analogy for what my practice really is like. How I live my life in general is I have a good time. You know, I know how to have a good time. I know how to have fun. But at the same time, I stay professional. I give you exactly what you're going to need in a professional way, even though we're having a good time. And so, you know, it's just a wild story. What's your take on that story?
Yeah, no, that is wild. That is wild. Yeah. You know, I will say, JP, you have a lot going on, and I do appreciate that because I want people to understand exactly, you know, how they can get in touch with you. But if you could also direct them towards your social media, because I think you do a great job of social media as well.
Yeah, I mean, I have all the regular social medias. I have, you know, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I don't really go on Twitter, more X, whatever it's called. I don't really do that much, but I'm mostly on you know, Facebook and Instagram. But honestly, the best way to get me is to just text me. I'm very open about my text line. It's 410-656-8150. You can just text me anytime. And, you know, full disclosure, during the day, I sometimes give my phone to my staff and be like, you know, here, deal with this issue or deal with that issue. So I'm very, you know, I'm an open book. Like, what you see is what you get. And you know, so the best way to reach me, honestly, is either call 877-OUCH-911. Or if you want to, you know, reach me directly, it's 410-656-8150.
Yeah, yeah. And I know that for a fact, JB. Of course, we've chatted in person a few times. JB, thank you so much for joining us. And you are the Ouch Guy. We'll talk again soon.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Kim.
Thank you.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays 9 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Hi, this is Scott Jennings. You've seen me battle the left on CNN for years, and now you can hear me every weeknight at 9 as I continue to slay the liberal narratives. Join me for unmatched political insight, high-impact interviews, and sharp-witted commentary that cuts through the noise. It's my job to arm you with common sense and shape the national conversation. Don't miss the Scott Jennings Show weeknights at 9, Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, you get a text here from Scott about the Mountain Branch Data Center. It is a proposal, but that is actually Harford County. And this is what we were talking about last week, because, of course, you had Tom Sadowski and others that went to Harford County County Council, and they were talking about it. And don't forget, you had County Executive Bob Castley says, as of right now, they are not allowed to put data centers in Harford County. So, Missy, if you were wondering, right now it is against the law. So hopefully that puts the kibosh on things. I don't know if it will, you know, eternity, but it might. It might. I don't know. You know, when you're looking at the data center situation, and it doesn't look like it's the worst situation, but when it comes to our electric grid, we can't handle it. Now, of course, President Trump said, okay, well, if you get someone that wants to come to town with a data center, they should provide their own electricity. Well, look how we've worked with President Trump or the federal level. Look how we've not done, you know, things here. You hear have in Virginia right now. Did you guys hear about this? Governor Abigail Spanberger, she's no longer allowing the no tax on tips. Now, even though that was pressed at the federal level, and that's what President Trump ran on, she told Virginians they're not doing it. And so now you got Virginians that are upset, which is great. Good. Because I hope they vote Republican in November. Along that vein, actually, you know what? Let me just go ahead into this here. I wanted to tell you about Barack Obama. You know, he's getting a jump start on the election cycle right now. And, you know, we will go into this, too, when we talk about the Democrats raising money here in the state of Maryland. But you might have seen it over the weekend. Barack Obama was in New York City on Friday with Mayor Mamdani. And they were doing this whole thing with the elementary schools. They were doing the wheels on the bus and all this other stuff. Well, anyways, if you recall, Mamdani was begging for Barack Obama's endorsement. Do you remember that? During his election cycle, Barack Obama refused to endorse Mamdani. Now, all of a sudden, he's in New York City, you know, singing the wheels on the bus with the guy. Because now the Democrats have realized they are not popular at all. But what has been just a little bit popular has been people like Mamdani, right? The crazy left progressive that is able to galvanize this, you know, the young voters that really don't know how life works. And so now it seems to me that Barack Obama is going to hitch his wagon to the Mamdani bus. And that might be the way forward for Democrats as they head into November, because otherwise they're failing on all accounts. So maybe they think they could swing in and get the Mamdani's, the AOC, the Bernie Sanders of it all. I don't know if that will be successful, but, you know, this is basically Barack Obama getting a jump start on the elections. Now, he posted a video on, I guess that was Friday, urging Virginia voters to vote for redistricting. You probably saw that. He had it on all his social media accounts. Again, why is Barack Obama getting involved with the redistricting conversation in Virginia? All right. Look, I'm telling you, this is, you can see it coming now. You can see it coming. Now, I also noted there's still no support for Wes Moore from Obama, which must be killing him inside, because Wes Moore, if you look at his shtick and everything that he does, the way he speaks and everything, it's, you know, it's all Obama coded. And Obama's, you know, still ignoring him. Still ignoring him. I have a feeling, and only Wes Moore's, you know, team really truly knows what his resume is. And maybe they don't. Maybe they don't really truly know. Maybe they read the book, The Other Wes Moore, and they're thinking just like us that what he has said in the past is true. I don't know. But I have a sneaky suspicion that Barack Obama has looked into Wes Moore, and he knows that a lot of this doesn't look right. Because if he skipped over Wes Moore to support Mamdani, think about that. Think about that. Wes Moore, there's some serious issues there. Now, we're still waiting, because supposedly it's like a slow drip situation. We're still waiting to hear more in regards to, you know, Wes Moore and apparently his background. You know, there's been some questions about his military service, you know, running the whole gamut, basically. But something tells me this guy is in a lot more than we think he is. Okay. I really do believe that. Now, I will just say, believe it or not, on Friday, no, that was Thursday as I left here, I actually got a call from Wes Moore's office, from his communications director, wanted me to remove a post. I'm not going to get into detail which post it is, but just so you guys know, they're on high alert. They're on high alert. I just hope the Democrat voters in the state can see that this guy's a fraud. All right, coming up next, the latest out of Iran and also what's going on in Capitol Hill as far as the bill to protect 350,000 Haitians that should be deported, but yet they're still here.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Never a sure thing in the first place. Another round of U.S.-Iran talks is in doubt. An Iranian ship, a blockade runner, has been seized by the U.S. military, the latest confrontation between the U.S. and Iran. Five people injured, a shooting near the University of Iowa, Iowa City campus over the weekend. A horrific scene. It was a massacre in Shreveport, Louisiana. A man killed eight children, including seven of his own. He shot and wounded two women as well before he was fatally shot by police. The Bible is being read aloud this week in the nation's capital at the Museum of the Bible. Every verse from Genesis to Revelation being read out loud, the entire Bible to be read over the course of the week. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 43 points, the Nasdaq trading 123 points lower. More details, srnnews.com.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Maybe you haven't heard about us. We're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless has you paying for more data than you might need. Why? They might want you to cover the costs of younger people who do use all that data. If you're not using the data, you're probably being used. We've heard time and time again that some Big Wireless customers get stuck paying hundreds and even thousands more for years and years because they think it's hard to switch. Not with us. It takes just about 20 minutes, and you can change your plan anytime without extra charges. We use the same towers as the big guys, so you'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Our plans start at just $20 a month, and for a limited time, switch and get your second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit ConsumerCellular.com, or a store near you and get your second month free today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional details.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. The good, the bad, and the ugly all rolled up into one yesterday in Cleveland. The good, Burt's fighting back from an early 5-0 deficit. Ward belts one to deep left field, toward the wall, and gone for Taylor Ward's first home run as an Oriole.
And it's a Weaver, too, folks.
As in an Earl Weaver special, Kevin Brown and Big Ben McDonald had the call on Masson. Ward's blast, his first of the season, trimmed it to 5-3 in the fifth. The bad happened in the bottom of the inning. Birds now trailing 5-4.
Drill, deep left. If it's fair, it's gone. She is out of here.
Matt Underwood had the call on Guardians TV. Ramirez, second of the day off Trevor Rogers, made it 6-4 Cleveland. And the ugly, the birds in the field.
And Brito drives one to deep center field. Alexander got turned around. It's over his head. It short hops the wall. Fry's going to score. Steven might catch him. Two runs are in. It's a two-run double for Juan Brito.
Center field going to be a problem the O's need to solve. 8-4 the final yesterday. Birds dropped 3-4 to the Guardians. Have now lost 5 of their last 6. After the game, an honest Taylor Ward saying the Birds need to clean stuff up.
We all need to, I guess, look in the mirror and, really examine what we did out there, what we did in this series, what we did last series, and, just try to make adjustments.
Ravens news, the team now just 4 days away from making the 14th selection in the 2026 NFL Draft. It'll be the first draft that head coach Jesse Minter will be a part of, and he was asked what his role will be on draft night.
On draft night, man, it's let this guy do his job, and be there to support and be there to talk through things and think through things, be a sounding board, but let the guy do the great job that he does, and I know that we're going to end up with a bunch of great players.
Talking about Eric DaCosta, of course, and coming up in 30 minutes, the Ravens GM talks about the reality of the NFL draft. And that is Stein on Sports.
Annapolis is crumbling and taking your hard-earned dollars with it. Westmore and the Democrats are destroying our economy, driving up energy prices, prioritizing criminals over victims, and destroying our communities. I'm Shira Yousefi, and I'm running for delegate in Harford County because we need fighters in Annapolis who will hold Westmore and the Democrats accountable. I'm Shira Yousefi, and as your delegate, I will fight for policies that prioritize fiscal responsibility, affordability, public safety, and investment in our communities. Vote Shira Yousefi for delegate on June 23rd, 2026, and visit YousefiForDelegate.com for more information. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Shira Yousefi, Treasurer Andrew Horvath.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We'll see a mix of clouds and sun and breezy to windy conditions for your Monday afternoon. Highs in the low to mid 50s. We'll feel cooler than that with that wind. Freeze warnings kick off our Tuesday morning. Some of us wake up below freezing, but by the afternoon, sunshine and highs close to 60. 70s return on Wednesday and stay with us through the end of the week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Glenn Birdie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have teamed up to give Baltimore complete coverage for all your transmission needs. Two trusted shops, each serving the community for over a half a century. Now working together so you can choose the best no matter where you are. If you need a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission for hundreds less than the dealers, turn to Glenn Birdie Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. Both offer the same courteous, professional, expert service Baltimore has counted on for generations. Free area towing and financing are available. Call Glenn Birdie Transmissions at 888-299-0557 or visit gbt-online.com or call Jim Jennings Transmissions at 410-686-6700 or visit jimjenningstransmissions.com. Glenn Birdie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, Baltimore's most dependable team.
Car crash, slip and fall, workplace injury. Serious injuries mean serious bills. Before you talk to an insurance company, talk to me. I'm the Ouch Guy. I know Maryland law, and I know how to win. Call 877-OUCH-911. Ouch Guy is Baltimore strong. Ouch Guy is Yehoshua Beer.
Hair Volume from New Nordic will make your hair look thick and healthy. Hair Volume is available online at Amazon and NewNordicUSA.com or in the hair care aisle at your local CVS.
From Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're going to get the latest out of Iran here in just a second. Now, it might be not the latest. I've got some audio here from just yesterday morning. And then also, Mike Waltz, he was on Face the Nation yesterday, so we'll get into his comments as well. But I just want to go back real quick, if I could, to the question of the day. Why do you think Towson Town Center is losing business? That's the question, right? You had some options there. Is it crime and theft, online shopping, change of demographic, or other? And, of course, most of you chose the crime and theft aspect. The next in line was the change in demographic. And I guess I'm right there in the majority. I'm right there with you. Okay. Whether they want to admit it or not. And I know some people, you know, as many texters and others pointed out, people are afraid to say it. But you shouldn't be afraid to say it. The truth is the truth, right? The facts are the facts. What do they want us to do, right? During COVID, the COVID pandemic. Oh, we got to follow the facts. We got to follow the expert, right? 2 weeks to what do they call it? To curve the... The whole thing was a mess. It was a mess. But they kept telling us they were the facts, right? You had Joe Biden on stage. He said, oh, if you get the vaccine, you'll be fine, right? That was a lie. It was a bold-faced lie. Anyways, here's what I'm going to say. You can't walk around afraid to say the truth. And the truth of the matter is we have allowed the uncivilized, right? Those that believe that they can just go and take whatever they want, do whatever they want. We've allowed that part of the population to take over. And enough is enough. And I'm not telling you to go out there and hurt anybody. What I'm telling you is that, number one, you're going to have to convince people to vote differently. We're really going to have to show up at the polls. The voter turnout's got to be spot on. Now, I know our elections are not as secure as we'd like them to be. But what is that comment, the quote? It's too big to rig? We've got to have turnout like that. I'll have Kate Sullivan back on the show. She could tell us if we're any closer to getting clearer voter rolls or what's going on at the Maryland State Board of Elections. I know the lawsuit is still pending there. But it's got to be too big to rig. We've got to get people out there voting. We've got to make sure that people show up. And at the same time, you know, even if, say you're a Republican and you're registered as a Democrat because it's the state of Maryland and you've decided I want to vote at least not for the crazy, for the other person, not the craziest of the crazies. I have friends that are just like you. I get it. But even with the Democrat primaries, turn out and get these people out of here. Get them out of here. There's no reason that many of those Democrats in Annapolis, there's no reason they should be able to go back. Right. So if you've got Democrat friends and you've got to explain to them exactly what's going on and they're hearing that Trump is the problem, explain it to them. Say, no, here's the fact of the matter. And make sure they see that for what it is. I saw Senator Bill Ferguson posting more on his social media, blaming Trump for the decisions he just made this session in Annapolis, like the ban on 287G. He made that decision. That was the Senate. Wasn't it Senate Bill 1? That was their first priority. Make sure they know about this. All right. In Iran, look, there's another issue abroad, right? We got problems all over the place. Now, of course, Iranians are very upset. Last week, we were talking about the blockade. The blockade looked like it was very successful. They were not allowing Iranian ships in and out of the port. And now Iranians are like, okay, we've had enough of this. And so now people are, you know, not so happy, which you can understand. But I am happy to see that President Trump is staying firm. He's not lighting up. So I have some comments here. This was from yesterday morning. Now, things could have shifted since then, but this is the latest that I have. Take a listen.
In this region, there are new questions about the state of those talks between U.S. and Iran planned for this week amid a whole lot of tensions. That's right. Negotiations between the U.S. and Iranian side are set to resume in Islamabad, Pakistan. According to our Trey Inks, who spoke with President Trump, they're going to start Tuesday morning, maybe extend into Wednesday. The president accusing Iran of violating the ceasefire set to end early next week. Iran fired at two vessels near the contested Strait of Hormuz yesterday. He also, as noted, made a whole lot of other threats against Iran. And Iran doesn't like it at all, at least publicly, referencing the U.S. naval blockade in the Gulf and the rhetoric coming from the White House. They could be indicating they might not even take part in the talks. One state news agency blaming, quote, Washington's excessive demands, unrealistic expectations, constant shifts in stance, repeated contradictions, and the ongoing naval blockade, which it considers a breach of the ceasefire. John, we are waiting on further, maybe final word from Iran to see if this is just last-minute posturing or the real thing, a breakdown in diplomacy, which could hang with that the threat of more fighting. Back to you.
We were just talking with Alex Hogan about the talks that are scheduled for Wednesday. What is the state of things there? Do we know?
It's in flux, John. You got to understand, the Iranian government is not one entity. It is several factions. They even have three different main state news agencies. And they're all saying something slightly different, but in the general sense that, well, they haven't decided whether to come or not. They don't like what the U.S. is doing in the Strait. The U.S. doesn't like what they're doing in the Strait. And, of course, there are other huge stumbling blocks, principally the nuclear program, the suspect nuclear program of Iran. U.S. wants all that uranium-enriched, highly enriched material out, as well enrichment stopped. We heard again today from Iran saying, don't touch our nuclear program. They are far apart right now, and let's just hope it's posturing, and they can get together and talk a little bit more this week. Back to you.
I guess we'll find out on Wednesday.
All right. Again, that was Fox Sunday Morning News. So now we're going to take a listen to the United States Ambassador of the United Nations. Mike Waltz was on Face the Nation. Take a listen.
Happening with the Strait of Hormuz, Iran initially saying it was open, now saying it is closed. Let me ask you bluntly, is the Strait of Hormuz opened or closed right now, Ambassador?
Well, you saw real confusion on the Iranians' part. I think that shows the discord within their ranks after devastating attacks on their leadership. The foreign minister says it's open. The IRGC says it's closed. Regardless, it's the U.S. Navy and President Trump as the commander-in-chief that decides what ultimately comes in and comes out. And I think the bigger picture here is that the Iranian regime cannot hold the entire world's economy hostage. They cannot met out collective punishment because of a dispute over its nuclear program. It's something that will not stand. It's something actually in the United Nations that a record 135 countries joined us and joined our Gulf Arab allies in condemning, including Iran's attacks on ports, airports, roads, bridges, hotels, you name it, even civilian neighborhoods with their drones and with their missiles.
All right. So that's our UN ambassador, Mike Waltz. And I'm not loving the situation. We'll wait and see what happens next. Mike Waltz was saying, our allies is condemning this. They're stepping up. But it doesn't really seem like to me that they're really truly stepping up as allies. Okay, so we'll see what happens next. But this is another, put it in the back of your mind. Just note it now. When it comes to NATO, I don't know about you guys, but I've had enough. I've had enough. Condemning some actions? What? My 9-year-old could call Mike Walsh's office and condemn actions. That doesn't give me anything. If they can't step up to the plate, we don't need to be a part of NATO, and I don't really care what the UN has to say. All right, I also wanted to just point out, of course, on Capitol Hill, you've got now they're back in session there. They had their Easter break. Now, if you're wondering whether or not they're, you know, really, you know, deciding what to do as far as, you know, as far as talking to President Trump about what, you know, actions we should be taking, don't forget they did have that vote where Democrats were trying to say, oh, you know, President Trump should not be able to take these actions, da 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 da. And of course, the Republicans did the right thing and blocked that vote and says, no, he's the president, he's the commander in chief, and he's going to handle this attack in Iran. Now, we were successful there. Here's where we were not so successful. Okay, so the House just last week passed a bill to protect 350,000 Haitians from deportation. Now, of course, I'm upset. Okay, now, if I were in Congress now, if I had won my election, you know exactly where my vote would be. Okay, but we had four Republicans that voted with Democrats to protect these Haitians. Now, three of them had a decent reason. But I wanted you to take a listen to Congressman Tim Burchett. He was talking about this bill and how disappointed he was after voting. Take a listen.
Hey, everybody. Tim Burchett is leaving the House floor. Three bills. Two have no real significance. The third, unbelievably, a Democrat motion to provide for consideration that legal immigrants' status to Haitians. It provides legal immigrant status to Haitians who are already in the United States. So you have illegal Haitians here, and we're going to allow them to stay. And four Republicans, look them up, who they were. You can pretty much guess, but go ahead and look them up. Anyway, unbelievable. This is one time I'm glad for inaction in the Senate. But dadgummit, this is what we've become. We gotta clean this mess up here. Anyway, thank y'all for sending me here. We'll keep fighting.
All right, that's Congressman Tim Burchett out of Knoxville, Tennessee. And we're actually going to have him on the show soon. I've been talking to his staff. A really good guy. Now, he noted that there were four Republicans that voted with Democrats. Now, first and foremost, you know, just so you know, the Senate already said that this bill is dead on arrival, right? So it should be dead on arrival. You know, they should be able to get it done there in the Senate. But this is why having a slim majority is not helping us at all, right? Especially in the House. But here's the thing. You've got Republicans voting with Democrats on this because they are fearing losing their seat. Some people are looking at that as good reason. And some people, like myself, I look at that and say, you know what? It is what it is. You just, you know, you canvass harder. You figure it out. Whether it's voter turnout, whether you got to have more Republicans come support you, you figure it out. So here are the four members of Congress that voted with Democrats on this one in the House. Mike Lawler in New York, CD-17. He's in a D+1 district, right? And some of you are going to say, I understand. He wants to hold on to his seat, and I understand that he's got it very tough there, and maybe he had to vote to not deport the 350,000 Haitians. And many of those, if you recall, way back when he had the video of the Haitians standing under the overpass there in Texas, a lot of those Haitians were there, okay? This is what we're referring to. So he's in a D+1, so he's trying to save his behind. Brian Fitzpatrick in Pennsylvania, he's also in a D+1. He's trying to save his behind. Congressman Don Bacon in Nebraska, he's in a D+2. So those three men, Lawler, Fitzpatrick, and Bacon, they all believe we'll lose our seats if we don't vote with the Democrats on the Haitian bill. Now, here's the one that really gets me. This is why I said she needs to be primary. Maria Salazar from Florida. She is often fighting for illegal immigration. See, the Florida, you know, Floridians, I can't believe they've actually elected her. Maybe they were, you know, I guess not, didn't have a clue. Or perhaps this is an area that has a lot of illegal immigrants in which they're living. I don't know. But she voted with Democrats to not deport those Haitians. She is in an R+6. I'm going to check, just so you guys know, because I had to look up, you know, even who those four Republicans were and look at their districts in the Cook Report. I'm going to look and see who her primary opponents are. And I'm going to hopefully have them on the show, and hopefully we can support them. Maria Salazar, this is not her first time voting with Democrats in regards to illegal immigration. Okay? Again, an R plus six. It's an easy win for a Republican. We got to get her out of there. We've got to get her out of there. Again, this bill should be dead on arrival in the Senate. We will continue to watch and see. Also, you might have saw there was the case of the measles, an international traveler. This is actually noted in the Baltimore Sun if you want to take a look at the article. And you had Dr. Oz was on some of the Sunday talk shows. He was urging people to get the measles vaccine. And so, you know, just take that, you know, for what it is and really look into it if that is a concern for you. Apparently, this person, the case they have in Maryland, like I said, you can check out the Sun article. But the person was at BWI Airport on April 12th and then over there at Sinai Hospital. So they were just letting people know exactly where this person was. Again, we still don't know which country they traveled to. They won't tell us that much. I wish they would. But they won't tell us where they traveled to. But definitely take a look at that Baltimore Sun article if you get a chance, just so you know exactly where that person had been, in case you had any contact with that person. And if you want to look into the measles vaccine, if that's something that you want to do, then maybe you should do just that. All right, we get back. I do want to talk to you about the relocation of some traffic cameras and then give you a little bit of the update with the Justin Fairfax murder-suicide case out of Virginia. Really quick, looking to upgrade your home? Then go and visit my friends at Town Appliance in Owings Mills. Their showroom is massive. I told you that before. They have over 70 top brands to choose from. Everything from basics to high-end technology like Whirlpool, JennAir, KitchenAid, and Maytag. Whenever I stop in and see my friends Mayor and Mayor, they make the experience wonderful. They are so knowledgeable and truly happy to help you find exactly what you need. Plus, right now is a great time to buy as Town Appliance is officially kicking off their Spring Black Friday shopping event. You can also take advantage of their flexible financing options to turn those dream appliances into reality. They're open Sunday through Friday in Owings Mills. Check out their website at townappliance.com for more information.
The excitement of Orioles season is here. Get updates, info, and commentary from Stan the Fan Charles, Glenn Clark, and others at PressBoxOnline.com.
Fired up, baby! We're fired up!
PressBox Sports, your source for Orioles, Ravens, college, and high school sports. Go to PressBoxOnline.com today.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Wittstadt. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hi, this is attorney Rod Wittstadt. I charge a flat fee of $525 for a simple will, legal power of attorney, and advanced medical directive. That's $525. When you call me, you get me, not some junior attorney or paralegal.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL. WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
The Rob Carson Show.
We have to drive the Democrat Party into the pits of hell. When November comes around, we have to regain massive amounts of both the House and the Senate, and then we need to start seeing arrests and convictions of people who have stolen from you and me, who have gone after the opposition, have censored our speech. 80 million of us are done with this nonsense, this destruction. We are not going to allow you to take our president from us.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, just a little note there. Don't forget, we've got Glenn Gilhar joining us in studio tomorrow for an interview. And he does have his big breakfast event on Saturday, so we'll talk about that as well. Bernie Flowers has another event coming up on May 5th that I will be joining him at that event. So we'll talk. We'll have Bernie on the show before that event as well, so he can tell us more about it. I did wanted to note to you guys, Brian, the producer. I thought this was more about safety. Those traffic cameras. Well, apparently, Baltimore is going to relocate traffic cameras because the projected revenue is falling by $4.5 million. That's right. You can also check this out in the Baltimore Sun. $4.5 million. So was it really about safety? Because I thought they were telling me that I had to pay all those traffic citations from all of those cameras because I was going too fast in dangerous areas where people could get hurt. So now you're telling me, now that the revenue is falling, right, it's falling by $4.5 million, that's a lot. That means people figured out exactly where the cameras were, and maybe they made a New Year's resolution like I did to slow down in those areas and to really make a note on where those cameras are. So now they're saying they're going to relocate them. So it isn't about safety. It's about generating revenue, as we all thought. All right, Baltimore. Okay. You know, what would happen if we just all decided not to pay them at all? What would happen then? We could drive illegally. I mean, think about all the kids that are, you know, stealing cars and driving illegally anyway. We should just all become the criminals. Should we do that? No. No. See, this is what happens when you have a moral compass. Like, you don't want to do that. And that's how they get us. That's how they get us. Anyways, I did tell you guys earlier, lots of money is being raised in primaries across Maryland. Maryland Matters has the story if you want to take a look at it. A former U.S. Capitol Police officer, Harry Dunn, has raised more than $2 million in the crowded Democrat primary to replace long-serving U.S. Rep. Steny Hoyer in the 5th District. While a businesswoman, Quincy Berrybe, has brought more than $2 million of her own into the fight. Now, they're among the two dozen candidates, including two young office holders who have raised six figures each, who have already made the 5th District race an $8 million affair with more than 2 months in the primary, according to the latest figures from the FEC. So, of course, they had their quarter reporting. And just so you guys know, I'm sure many of you guys already know that 5th District, they're really fighting hard down there. Now, that guy, Harry Dunn, remember, he ran in the 3rd District. He was unsuccessful with Sarah Alfreds. He didn't even get out of the primary. Now he's raising a ton of money down there in the 5th. So keep your eye on that. Don't forget Michelle Talkington. I think there's a couple other Republicans. Michelle Talkington we've had on the show. She's a Republican down there. And so if you could help out any Republicans, you know, with donations, obviously that's amazing. And if you could ever go down there and volunteer your time, whether it's sign waving, door knocking, it's a heck of a fight down there. But again, you've got Charles County, you've got areas that are red. All right. St. Mary's County, their central committee does a great job, too. This is a fight worth having. We saw with David Trone and Angela Olsen-Brooks. You saw in my race against Nfume, Jeb Bush in the presidential race in 2016. Sometimes money doesn't buy you a win. Okay? So don't let that get you defeated. Sometimes that doesn't mean a win. So let's make sure we keep up the fight. Also, really quick, Justin Fairfax, former lieutenant governor in Maryland, in Virginia, the murder-suicide latest updates. The divorce trial was set to take place this week. We learned about the murder-suicide on Thursday of last week. I think that was The Guardian. What were we reading from? Do you remember, Brian, the producer, to get the updates? I believe it was either Gateway Pundit or The Guardian. Anyways, they've got all the updates now, but I just want to let you know that there was a divorce proceeding that was going to take place this week. We were trying to figure out what was the motive. Apparently, he was abusing alcohol, that has come out, mental health issues, and of course, access to firearms. And we learned at the time that he, even though separated from his wife, Serena, they were still living under the same roof. Now, I'm hoping in Virginia, they possibly take another look that allows that to happen. I don't know if this is something that was just a one-off. I don't know. But it sounds like a very dangerous situation. It escalated, and we found out that the lieutenant governor, allegedly, former lieutenant governor of Virginia, Justin Fairfax, took his own life and also took the life of his wife with the two kids at home. Luckily, they escaped unharmed. Sad situation, but just so you know, the divorce trial was set for this week, and that could have, you know, pushed all that into high gear. All right, tomorrow we'll talk about the new CEO in Baltimore City's public schools. As always, Brian, the producer, thank you for a great show. I'll talk to all of you tomorrow at 9 a.m.
This is Pastor David Lewis with today's Moment of Truth. It's tragic to watch a dramatic decline of our society and culture, but as Christians and Jews, we know that this is a result of sin in our world. Pornography, divorce, substance abuse, abortion, homosexuality, and transgenderism prove day in and day out that we are a nation in spiritual crisis. Our nation has been blessed by God. Freedom, prosperity, and achievement have marked our history because our founding fathers based our country's government and cultural foundation upon the truths found in God's Word. They sought God's wisdom and his blessings. No human judge can redefine morality, but that's exactly what the American judiciary wants to do. And sinful hearts will continue to make these sinful actions possible. The real battle is God and the Bible versus Satan and the secular humanists. Good versus evil. It's been going on since the Garden of Eden. Imagine two manifestations of good and evil seeking control of your body, soul, and spirit. Which one will win? The one that you feed. This is Pastor David Lewis at the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church.
This is the right choice for Maryland.